It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Network. Broadcasting from Humidor 1A in the Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave. This is a special presentation of the Cigar Dave Show. America at war with the Chinese virus. With the latest intel, here's the Global General, Cigar Dave.
Well, the Chinese Communist Party is getting extremely worried. The cat is out of the bag. The con is up. They infected the entire world not only with the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus, but they have infected the world's economy. They've infected the world's health. It's over. It's done. They're finished. Guarantee it. Take it to the bank. It's crumbling right underneath them. Interesting report that an exiled Chinese whistleblower by the name of Guo Wengai has succeeded in exfiltrating a defector from the Chinese Wuhan Institute of Virology Lab in Wuhan, China. He has been able to get that defector to Europe. If that proves true, that would be absolutely huge. The cat will absolutely be out of the bag. Not the cat that they sell at the open-air market in China, or the dogs, or any of the bats, or any of the other vermin and other mammals that they sell. But it is over. And I can tell you that not only am I upset, but every person in this country is beyond upset. And those people who for a number of years have said President Trump making a big mistake going after China on trade, the Joe Bidens of the world, the China Joes, and all the other globalists who said we need to embrace China, we want a strong China, wrong. What we are now seeing is what they have sowed. China does not follow any regulation. China is our enemy. They are the world's enemy. That has been proven. And Donald Trump has been proven correct when he said we need to get tough with China on trade. And I have a very good sneaking suspicion that China will not honor their agreement to purchase $250 billion worth of product and agricultural products from the United States over the next number of years. And I have a feeling that China will be done. They will be finished. They will be over. Let us all hope. But I am telling you right now that every single person in this country that said, no, China, we shouldn't go after them. China's our friend. It's racist. It's xenophobic to go after China. Wake the hell up. China is our enemy. They have destroyed businesses. And we've got a special guest that will join us in just a few moments to talk about some of the plight that he has gone through in dealing with the PPP, the Payroll Protection Plan. Very, very difficult. A lot of government bureaucracy. But, as always, It is your global five-star general alpha male in chief coming to you front and center. We have moved the Ford Theater of Operations to a classified destination in the cigar city of Tampa that is 100% cigar friendly, free of enemies of pleasure, free of any Chinese Communist Party members. As always, I extend to you my long-ash greetings and salutations, a long-ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. We hope to get back to that very, very quickly. It is my pleasure to welcome longtime friend to the Cigar Dave Show, Jeff Borshowitz, the founder and owner of the Corona Cigar Company stores in Orlando. There are three there, and the Davidoff Store Lounge in the cigar city of Tampa. Jeff, it is always great to see you, and one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because we've got cigar retailers now. Everybody in the cigar business, they're not immune the way that the rest of the country is not immune from the closings and the social distancing and having to feel the financial effects of the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. But I wanted to bring you on to talk about your experiences going through the PPP, because you've got a lot of people you employ, I think 130 people.
We have 125 employees.
125 employees. You're trying to keep them working. I know that you're doing curbside. If somebody comes up, people can come in. I'm not sure about Orlando, but I know in Tampa they can come in very quickly, get their cigars. You'll deliver it curbside. So let's talk about how the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus has affected your business.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. It's a great topic to discuss. All of our retail stores also have a bar component. So we have the cigar retail side, and then you have the full liquor bars. And we also have our license allows us to carry out packaged liquor as well. But we were the first industry that got restricted was bars and restaurants. So when they shut down all the bars, I could tell that this was going to be a big problem, not only for us, but for more so for our neighbors, because all of our stores are located in centers that have great neighbors, great tenants. So if we're next to high-end restaurants and steakhouses and nightclubs and things like that. And, it takes a village. You don't want to be trying to operate as an island. And as someone that sells liquor in a bar, when you just shut it off, the biggest thing is that you don't shut off the bills.
That's correct.
The landlords maybe it was wishful thinking on my part that landlords would be a little more we're in it together type of mentality. But I can tell you that's the exact opposite. Landlords flex their muscles real early. I had predicted that when April 1st came around that, you're going to see people not be able to pay the rent. And so fortunately, because we are still allowed to sell cigars, people can come in, they can buy their cigars, they just can't hang out.
Right.
You just can't smoke a cigar in here and sit in one of the chairs. And but that hurts business because this is a very social type of product. People buy cigars because they want to hang with their buddies and smoke cigars. And when people can't do that, they obviously aren't going to buy as many cigars. So anyway, I was hoping that the landlords would do some rent concessions since, let's all feel a little bit of squeeze together. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case. It's, three out of our four actually sent lawyers letters saying, listen, too bad, so sad, pay me. And so it was real clear. Now,
I wonder, Jeff, mm-hmm. if the landlords that have tenants such as the AMC Theaters mm-hmm. and International Mall, huge
Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory, thank you. Just mm-hmm. escaped my mind.
Yeah.
They both early on said, we're not paying April rent. So mm-hmm. I wonder if there is a double standard where the bigger you are, you can get away with it, but the small guy gets shafted.
I believe that's true because they've got – it's all about leverage and how they can negotiate. So if you're Cheesecake Factory and you're negotiating 70 different locations, and a lot of the malls are operated by the same, Simon Groups and things like that. So I think there might be some different deals cut there versus your local type of one-off type of businesses. I honestly just think the right thing to do was to work with the tenants.
Absolutely.
But let's use an example. Some of our landlords are saying, listen, we're heavily leveraged on this buyout when we bought this shopping center. So we have mortgage payments to make, and that's why we need your rent. And my position was, listen, I've been in, let's say, for example, in our downtown store. I've been there since 2008.
In Orlando.
There's not one single day that they didn't collect rent, while a lot of other tenants have come and gone.
Correct.
And don't tell me you're not making some money on the rent, okay?
Right.
So you've had 12 years of good times. Mm-hmm. Let's feel a little pinch with us for the next month. But no, that's not the way it works. So anyway, thank God we have mail order. We have coronacigar.com. We have our catalog, and I started as a mail order company in 1996. But at the end of the day, yeah, that's, let's say, saving the business, but this is not good. This is not good. That's what's happening, because you've got small business, you've got brick and mortar, you've got retailers, restaurants, and bars that are there. My prediction is I would not be surprised if 50% will not reopen.
I tend to agree. And I think you're going to see a shakeout of the manufacturers.
Yes, unfortunately. And here's the other thing that makes it even worse. We've been spending so much money in dealing with the FDA regulation and dealing with all the money on that. And it's like now we got this perfect storm. You got an economy collapse. You got things that are closed. You got FDA breathing down your neck, and all these expenses. So yeah, it's not good. But let's shift to the PPP thing. What the government did with the Paycheck Protection Program actually was a lifeline, and is a lifeline for many companies. One of the biggest problems is that they spent an extra week trying to put the Green New Deal in it, and that delayed. That's 1 week through the process that got lost. And what happens is that, I think people might have been misled about how quick it is to fund a loan, because this PPP program is a loan.
Right. And Mnuchin said you're going to go into your bank and then you're going to walk out with your money. And it never is that easy when it's involving government.
Correct. So I had anticipated this would take up to 8 weeks in order to get it to fund. And so we had to make a decision that, what are we going to do here? And my decision was, we're going to take a leap of faith. We're going to keep everybody working. People that don't want to work, they can stay home. We've got certain guys that I don't want working. And so people can elect if they want to stay employed or not employed. And big thing is, if you keep people on payroll, you can keep their health insurance.
Right.
And that's the idea, is you don't want them the unemployment system got overwhelmed. So if somebody tries to go get unemployment, it's 2 weeks they don't pay you anyway. But then if it takes 2 to 3, 4 weeks to get your unemployment kicking in, you got a month. And a month is when, rent is due, car payments due, and all that other stuff. So we did everything we could to keep people employed on the payroll. And then when this thing, hopefully opens back up, we can just come back to business and keep people working. So the Paycheck Protection Program will work for companies that were able to get in it. The problem is, it was not funded with enough money from day one. It ran out very quickly, and we're going to have a lot of guys that are stuck in the dark, and hopefully they'll get it, but now it's going to be another 30, 40 days before they get their money. So now they got to be able to front it for 2 months, and that's going to be a problem. So because if we get funded, it took 30, 40 days, the next guy, it might take him 90 days to get his money. So that's why this is going to be a big problem.
And many of the large banks already went through their allocation. Now, there's on the new PPP reauthorization, where they added, I think, $350 billion to it, a number of large banks have already said, we've got so many loan applications already in queue, don't bother coming to us. And I know a number of community banks have said, we can process your loans. And I know, Jeff, you told me initially you were going to go with a larger bank, and you ended up going with one of your other smaller community banks.
Yeah, I made in any retailers or list, actually any business guys, if you with your business checking account, you need to make sure you're not dealing with one bank.
Correct.
I learned about that about 10 years ago with that Operation Choke Point that Eric Holder was running with President Obama. And we had our checking accounts closed.
Let's talk about what Operation Choke Point was. It was where it was an illegal government operation through, I think, the Treasury, where they couldn't force people to not sell firearms or tobacco products, including cigars, but they made it hard for you to bank. They went to the banks and threatened them and said, if you don't cut them off, we're going to audit you, we're going to make life difficult for you. Totally blatantly illegal. Senate, Congress uncovered it. But meanwhile, you get caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, we had my personal checking account and a business account with SunTrust. I got a notice in the mail. My sister thought it was a phishing campaign, a scam, and it was actually a real letter saying our account was going to get closed in 30 days. And when we went to the bank, we said, what's going on? And they were like, yeah, it's because Operation Choke Point and you're in tobacco. So we learned then, that's when we started diversifying and started banking with 4 or 5 different banks. And that has been a real lesson for anybody. If when you're in business, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And in this case, I had originally thought that, big banks would be the way to go. The too big to fail banks, right?
Right.
Well, what happened? Those are the guys that ran out of money first. And when I first saw that inkling that Wells Fargo said that they had their ratios were wrong, I jumped ship real quick and went to my state bank, and they were able to accommodate. So My advice is you know, try and if you have a relationship with a local bank, community bank, check those guys because it the process does work. We still haven't been funded, but I've signed all the documents and all that other stuff. And it is a process. This is a real loan. Listen, they're not going to hand money to people without, you know, having contracts signed and verifying checking accounts and verifying employment, you know, how many employees you have and what you pay and things. So there's due diligence that's involved in this. It's not like an ATM. You punch in a number and out comes all kinds of money. This is a real loan. That's why it takes, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks. So, you know, I'd say that so far – the program has done well. However, let's instead of get angry about, you know, this bank didn't do this or this bank didn't do that, let's roll back to what the real problem is. This virus came out of China and is damaging our country, and our country's doing its best to try to react. And hopefully this money will get funded enough to keep the rest of these businesses going. But this is a big picture problem, and I think we're, you know, maybe I'm an optimist, Dave, but I think we're coming off of this thing where I'm hoping we can start getting back to some sort of reopening.
Jeff Borsherwitz, the founder and owner of Corona Cigars in Orlando, 3 locations, and the Davidoff Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, as well as coronacigar.com. But, Jeff, talking about that, we are so close to the late April, mid-May, 4 to 6 week lockdown period, shelter in place. And I see many of these conservatives, whether it's the talk show host or the television hosts, saying these are impingements on our freedom. We need to open now. I see what's going on in Georgia. This is like we're running a marathon and we're in the last mile, and people want to just blatantly, without any regard, just open up to the point where if we get a second wave of this, we're really screwed. And I think that if we just take another week, and it's difficult for everybody, but if we can get through maybe another week, even 2 weeks, I think we'll be on the back side of it. But these people that are saying now, you know, we've got to immediately open up and our rights are being threatened, a lot of these people, these pastors and some of these other business people that said that, I've just read in the last week, they died of coronavirus, Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. We are this close. Everybody wants to reopen. Everybody wants to get back into it. But the worst thing you can do is say, okay, let's open up immediately when we're this far away from hopefully nipping the thing in the bud, at least for the summer. And yet I see these people coming out saying, nope, let's immediately open up. Like in Georgia, you're going to open up with people that are going to have direct contact, which makes absolutely no sense to me. So that's my feeling on it. Now, going back to the bank, one of the things my grandfather always taught me, Cigar Aid, he said, always have multiple banks that you deal with. Mm-hmm. Every bank will want all of your business. They'll want all your business, all your checking, all your savings, all your loans. Always make them think they have a possibility of getting it, but never give it to them. So they know you've got leverage.
That's right.
And that was a great lesson that he always said, because I remember walking into the bank as a kid and they'd say, you know, Abe, how about we get all your business? My grandfather would always say the same thing. You know, I've been thinking about it. Let me think about that. I may very well do that, but I need to think about it. And he'd walk out and never do it.
Yeah, and one of the things I love here, you know, I have an affinity with the wise old man type of thing. And when you hear these stories, these challenges have been around for 100 years. I mean, we had the Spanish flu in 1918. And, you know, when you hear these stories about why your grandfather told you need to have, you know, multiple bankers, it's true. Was it true 100 years ago then?
Right.
And it's true now. And the other part is that, you know, a famous saying is that, you know, your banker always wants to loan you money when you don't need it.
That's right.
And then they're nowhere to be found when you do
times
need
are tough, they'll squeeze you by the nuts.
So you got to, you know, make sure you keep those relationships open and have more than one avenue so that when problems like this occur, you've got some options. But, again, you can call me an optimist, but I think that, you know, remember, Dave, we didn't get shut down immediately either. Things phased right in. You know, we started with a curfew. You know, we had to reduce our hours. Then we had to have space seating. And then next thing you know, it was no seating. And so at some point, you know, hopefully we can get back to the slow reopening, which I do believe is going to occur. But I do understand some of the frustration for the people that are protesting. And let me tell you why I see this. When you close down the boat ramp or when you close down a state park that's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that's right? Ridiculous. And you can't in Michigan go to your second home
correct.
Somewhere. That's
now,
ridiculous.
Now, but that's why people are angry.
Right.
When you can walk in, when you're in Michigan, and you can walk in on this aisle and grab a loaf of bread, but this aisle, I can't go get some seeds and a lawnmower blade.
That's ridiculous.
It's punishing people.
You can't get a baby seat.
Right. And that, in my opinion, is like, yeah, we're all in this together. We're going to try and work our way through it. But when some government officials just want to seem like they want to make your life miserable, why can't I take my kayak and go out into the middle of Tampa
correct.
Bay? Or that one guy that was out there surfing by himself in the ocean.
Correct. And they arrested him.
And they arrest him.
Ridiculous.
Or the person in Colorado that's playing catch with his daughter outside,
right.
and he gets handcuffed. And that's where people start saying, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's extreme. That's exactly right.
But that's what's happening. And that's why
well, there is,
people
but
have
there's
to
also,
realize.
There is, but there's also a movement to just open everything up immediately.
But we got to be in the middle.
Right. Exactly. Correct. And there's extremes. And in Michigan, listen, if you own a second house and you're going to stay in place, go to your second house.
Right.
You want to go to a boat ramp and you say, look, I'm going to maintain 6, 8, 10 feet.
Yes.
Great. No problem. You're not bothering anybody. This country, the pendulum always swings. There is an always excessive, you know, where they say, okay, we've got to eliminate this, this, and this, and we go to the excess. Same thing back in the financial crisis where all the banks made bad loans, then all of a sudden they made no loans. Nobody could get
yes.
any financing.
Yeah.
We always overreact to everything. But, you know, talking about China, I've spoken to several cigar manufacturers over the last week or so. And they have all told me, and they are beyond, they hate China. They've always done business with China, the cutters, the lighters, some of their boxes, their humidors. Mm-hmm. Everyone I've spoken to, probably five, have said, three of them said, we've already been weaning off China. Two of them said, that's it. I'm done. I got to find other places, whether it's Honduras, whether it's another of them said, I'd like to make things here in the United States again. But we have to get away from China. They are the enemy. You'll love this, Jeff. Chinese media, which is the Chinese Communist Party,
right.
threatens lawsuit against the U.S. for AIDS deaths. I mean, this is how desperate they are right now. Secret cable uncovered, accused China of cover-up during the 2006 bird flu spread. D, that's a surprise. China, we can't dismiss America as the coronavirus origin until U.S. proves otherwise. They know the con is up. It's over. And somebody smuggled out some video via social media showing the export docks in China, they're empty. They've destroyed the economy of the world, and I think when this thing is uncovered, I really believe this was a man-made, manipulated virus. There's now people that are, and I don't believe it's a conspiracy theory. They've been conducting tests on it for a number of years, and I think it escaped, whether it was accidental or on purpose. But the one thing that is indisputable is the fact that the Chinese Communist Party knew about it. They cut off all travel from Wuhan to every other city in China, yet for 3 weeks, 30,000 people a day left China for the United States and the world.
Yep.
And we're all feeling the effects of it because
yep.
of these bastards.
True.
Unbelievable. Jeff Borshowitz, the founder and owner of the Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando, three great stores downtown, Sand Lake and Lake Mary, and then the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City, where we conduct many broadcast operations and tasting maneuvers. We'll come back with the International Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony with a special cigar that Jeff has selected for us.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
To the mic.
The Cigar Dave Show resumes in 5, 4, 3, 2. With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy and Chinese virus sanitation maneuvers performed, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Pursuant to the latest scientific findings, we have taken a box of Corona Cigar Nicaraguan Selection 20th Anniversary Florida Sun-Grown Maduros outside into the sun to make sure that any possible virus remnants are destroyed. And I've now opened this box, and Jeff Borshowitz, the founder, owner, Corona Cigar Companies in the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, has just opened this box. I got your signature and everything. Certificate of authenticity, Jeff. Man, how did you sign thousands of these boxes? Amazing to me.
Yeah.
Each one you signed just perfectly. Well, Jeff, tell me about this. People, kind of a hidden gem. The in-house cigars that carry the Corona cigar band and label, these aren't your typical low-budget house brands. These are exceptional cigar, and this is made by one of the finest manufacturers in the world. So let's talk about this very unique cigar.
Yeah, we're fortunate to partner up with some of the best factories in the world. You know, whenever we do any brand of cigar that's an exclusive to Corona cigar, you know, it's not about price and all that other stuff. We look at which manufacturers we feel have great tobaccos. We know they have a great inventory and people that can keep making cigars year after year. So believe it or not, our first Corona Nicaraguan selection we did back in 1998, that was with Jose Oliva and the Oliva family. So that's been one of our best-selling cigars for a long, long time. And we still sell the cigar. So when we did the 10th anniversary, Eduardo Fernandez and Paul Palmer and myself made that version, and been a huge success. And then the 20th anniversary, again, we've been doing these now for 20 years, and what I thought was cool, Eduardo Fernandez has always been a mentor of mine when it comes to growing cigar tobacco. He actually gave me technical advice when we were starting our farm in Claremont, Florida, and he supplied me with his Corojo 99 and Criollo 98 tobacco seeds. So we knew we were starting with a good seed stock and great tobacco. So what was really cool is that when we grew the tobacco in Florida, and we still grow that same seed, when this tobacco gets exported to Nicaragua and it goes to Drew Estate and J.C. Newman and Aganorsa, in this particular brand, it's got FSG that's blended with its brothers and sisters, but they're grown in Nicaragua. So you got Nicaraguan Corojo in it, and you got Florida Sun Grown Corojo in it. And so it's a really interesting a blend of tobacco. And the one thing about Corojo tobacco that Aganorsa grows and that we grow, it's somewhat spicy. So the Maduro version has a San Andreas Maduro wrapper on it, which tends to balance that spice out a little bit. Still going to be a somewhat full-bodied cigar, but really flavorful cigar. And a great, you know, all of the stuff that we manufacture with folks like Aganorsa go straight from them to us and then to the consumer. So that helps us keep the prices down a little bit. The tobacco is very expensive that's in the cigar, but we're able to keep this retails around $850 to $950 a cigar, around $110 to $120 for a box of 20. So this is about the lowest price point that you can get into and smoke cigars with FSG tobacco. Because remember, our tobacco costs us a fortune to grow.
Yeah, that's a labor of love, not a labor of financial wealth.
Right.
So, as I know, having been to the farm with you, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's expensive, but it's worth it. It's something different. You know, we just got done talking about, you know, people are having to make everything in China, and we don't make anything in this country anymore. So that was our little way of sticking the flag back in the ground in America and growing cigar tobacco in Florida again.
Well, Jeff, remember the days when if you said Mexican tobacco, people said, oh, I don't want Mexico. Mm-hmm. Oh, too harsh. Now, can't get enough of the San Andrean Moron wrapper.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I've always been a fan of the Maduro wrapper from there. I'm not a fan of cigars that were made of all Mexican tobacco because it just had too much of that clay soil type of flavor to it. But Mexican Maduro, San Andreas Maduro wrapper is really good, and I find it balancing. And this may be just me, but when you put it on some cigars that have a lot of spice and fuller body, I think it tones it down, just takes a little bit of that sharpness off, that it actually brings it down. Now, that just might be me, but I'm telling you, when I smoke a Maduro version of a lot of cigars that have San Andreas, I find it balances out and brings it down where it's not quite as overpowering.
Now, this looks as though I've got a double Corona here.
This one is the Churchill. We make
Churchill
a double Corona size, too.
That's even, right, so the Churchill, larger. This looks about 7.5 by about 50,
yes.
52?
Yeah, 50.
50. Beautiful cigar. Classic size. Can't go wrong. It is the Corona Cigar Nicaraguan 20th Anniversary Florida Sun Grown from Nicaragua.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, I've got one of these cutters that looks like a bat, not a Chinese bat, just like a bat. Anything from China, we despise. So this is going to do a nice job, double-edged cutter. That's what I would use today on this magnificent-looking Corona Cigar 20th Anniversary Nicaragua.
maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
We call this the CCK, the Chinese Communist Killer, for good reason. With the flames on this thing, we could just blowtorch the hell out of these guys. There's about 1,000 members that really make a difference in China, the Chinese Communist Party. We could eradicate them with about 10 of these. They'd be finished. And let me do the honors. I would love to do it and see those guys vaporize those SOBs. That would be my absolute pleasure.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
All right, beautiful cut. Now I will toast the foot of this Corona cigar, Nicaraguan 20th anniversary, Florida sun-grown tobacco, San Andre Moron wrapper. Nice, beautiful Churchill. You know, Jeff, it's amazing. A lot of people have gotten away from smoking the Churchill or the double Corona size for the Toro or Robusto Torpedo, but to me, it's still a great size, just a classic. And a Corona I like, too.
Yeah, I end up buying, smoking more of the Toro size, but today the Churchill just was calling my name. So I said, let's grab
well,
a box
call both of our names
because right?
I said, you pick it. You select what cigar for litation. Beautiful looking, just a beautiful oily wrapper. Let me puff and rotate. Lovely draw. Little spice, little sweetness right off the bat. And everything Aganorsa makes. Beautiful. Even Amber Glow is fantastic. They really, and one of the great guys in the industry, Terrence Riley. Riley's now with Aganorsa. And I think that's a great move.
He's doing a great job.
He really is.
And he's highlighting. You know why I'm glad that Terrence is there is that Aganorsa is a big operation. They
really
grow
is.
A lot of tobacco, and it's very impressive. And Eduardo, man, I tell you what, Eduardo Fernandez is an amazing guy. He really is. He does not, you know, I don't know if he doesn't like the limelight or what, but that dude is an operator in on all levels, not just with tobacco, but on agriculture as a whole. This guy's in beef cattle. He's in the hogs. He's in the, you know, meat, all kinds of stuff.
Everything.
And to me, that's
low-key guy. Very low-key.
Right.
I mean, you almost have to really pull it out of him.
I mean,
he's like, no, I'll talk to Terry. At the IPCPR convention last summer, I chatted with him. He's like, talk to Terry. He'll come on the show. Not
but,
me.
But Terry's been taking great pictures and really showcasing what these guys do because they're the real deal. And I always say that, you know, there's a lot of guys in the industry that do a lot of work and produce a lot of the cigars that we see, but they're not in a limelight, so you don't necessarily – sometimes credit isn't given where it's due. And so Eduardo and his whole team, they're incredible.
Well, I'm getting a little bit of almost like an oak cask sizzle on this. And it's very appropriate because our libation today will be a perfect pairing.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, earlier this week, Tommy Diadio, the senior executive vice president of spirits procurement for all of Corona Cigar and the Davidoff Store and Lounge, said, I want you to try our new Peerless, I believe there's a single barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal yeah. Kentucky bourbon. And he said, you want the rye or the bourbon? I said, you pick it. He said, try the bourbon. So I pour a little in a glass. And I will tell you, this Peerless is one of these names, Jeff, that nobody's heard of.
Yeah.
It's like a hidden gem. Tell me how you ended up discovering them and how you got into the single barrel program with
Well,
them.
We do so many different single barrels. I think we're probably up to 30 different bourbons and actually tequila as well. We're doing so many different expressions of unique products. And the Peerless one, the bourbon and the rye both came out incredible. And I had those. I was like, wow, these really turned out good. So, and also, I want to give a big kudos to Tommy, man. This guy, he knows bourbon, he knows whiskey. And he's
well, let's
so
not
good
go
at
that far, Jim.
No,
I mean,
he's
no, let's
great.
Not. No, I'm kidding.
He's great.
We love Tommy.
Yeah,
you know what? We always we love to bust Tommy's nads, but Tommy is fantastic, and he really, it's incredible because he'll come in and he'll say, "Here, try this, this, and this," and he's got a great palate. But the expressions of single barrel that you now have done, and that you sell.
Mm-hmm.
You go through these like they're candy now.
Yeah, so we've been doing it since 2008, and so we were an early adapter into the single barrel program, and that's because when we really started focusing on brown spirits, you have to go back to what the liquor industry was in 2008, and most of the attention and money was going to flavored vodkas. That's where everybody was making all kinds of, you know, you name the flavor, they were making it. Not a lot of attention was being paid to bourbon and single malt scotches. And so we were an early adapter in that. And believe it or not, I'm looking at one of the bottles right behind you there. Our first single barrel bourbon we did was with Four Roses over there, and that was really cool because a lot of people don't realize, sometimes they think, oh, it's just a sticker on a bottle that says it's...
No,
man, this is really cool because with like Four Roses, you have a choice of different mash bills, and then you get a choice of different yeasts, and you've got so many... It's like being blending cigars. You have so many different combinations you could come up with. And what we do is every single barrel we do, it's with one purpose, and how does it pair with a cigar? And that's what we... That's... Every choice is based. How's it going to taste when we're smoking a cigar with it?
I remember being in your office maybe 7-8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when you had all these samples of Four Roses.
Yeah.
And you said, here, let's try this, let's try that. And I said, Jeff, this is the one. And you're like, that's exactly the one I picked also.
Yeah.
But it was fascinating because when they move the barrels to different parts of the rickhouse,
yes.
you get different flavors because the heat, where it's located, you can have them on the same row.
Yes.
But yet, they're 3-4 barrels away. They're different. Nuances.
And the good thing is that we've been working with these distillers for so long so that the master distillers, they know what flavor profile we're looking for. So when they start, you know, they've got thousands and thousands of barrels. And so the special ones that they're picking for their own single barrels, they're like, okay, we know what Corona Cigars flavor profile that they're kind of looking for. And then so we get a choice of what they even think are the best. So it's like when you talk about the term cherry picking, this is really what cherry picking is, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're really picking the cherries out of this. So our single barrels are super popular. And I want to go back to Tommy for a second. We've had, our bars have been shut down now for over a month. And because we have what are called 4COP licenses, so we're the same type of license as a liquor store has. So we're allowed to sell bottles, out through the store like a liquor store. We just can't serve in the stores right now. But there's a group here called Tampa Bourbon Society, Whiskey Society, and these guys know how great our picks are. And actually picked barrels with the Tampa Bay Whiskey Society and really brought them into the process on a lot of this stuff. So it's been a really cool experience, a really cool way for the community to have access to the special bourbons and whiskeys that we have. And so Tommy's been fantastic of making these available while all the bars in the area are closed. People are able to get some special whiskey and enjoy it at their house. We would much rather they're enjoying it here with us.
Absolutely.
But at least we've got them where people can, you know, enjoy it at home while we're cooped up.
And you've been selling a ton of it.
Yes.
Especially, and
a lot of it.
In fact, I know, Jeff, you and I talked, and Tommy, about selecting maybe in the fall doing some special single barrels.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about doing that. And the most fun part is tasting all the different samples and then coming up and seeing it when you finally get the barrel.
If there's one, you know, making lemonade out of lemons here, there's been several barrels, you know, especially stuff that's coming out of Buffalo Trace Distillery where Eagle Rare and Blanton's and things like that are real hard, and then also like Weller and all these other ones that have been, we've been limited on how many barrels we can get. With the bars being closed, listen, less whiskey is being sold. I know people think that there's more being sold in liquor stores.
Nope.
They can't make it up. They're actually selling more in liquor stores, but it's not enough to make to pick up the lost sales that your restaurants and your bars used to serve. So they're feeling some pain from this one as well.
Well, we'll do some great sampling, I'm sure, because between you and Tommy and the access to some great single barrel from all the manufacturers, you know, it's amazing. You start with Four Roses, and now you've got, what, maybe 7, 8, 9 different?
No, we're probably up to 30.
Are you 30 now?
Yeah, there's a ton of them. There's,
30, incredible.
Yeah. And what happened, too, is the bourbon industry kind of learned that consumers want those special products. So certain brands started getting into single barrel selections, and then, you know, even like Maker's Mark took it one step further with their private select, where we actually start picking our own custom woods that are used in the finished product when you're doing the second barrel aging on it. So it's the industry has evolved because it was in 2008 there wasn't a ton of single barrel selections out there, but now there's a lot, and we. I love it. I think it's another way for us to express our unique culture of cigars and whiskey together, and our customers obviously love it too.
Absolutely. We'll continue. Jeff Borsherwitz, the founder, owner of Corona Cigar Company, Three great stores in Orlando, the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, always wonderful hospitality and host for us as we conduct broadcast maneuvers and tasting maneuvers. We'll continue around the corner.
Check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the General enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
Becoming a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club gives you the experience of getting three fantastic cigars every month shipped to you. For April 2020, we feature the Davidoff CAB Collection. The C standing for Camacho Ecuador, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Brazilian Matafina binder, an intense, bold, tangy cigar. The A stands for the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, the first box press cigar in the Avo portfolio, medium to full bodied with complex richness. And the B stands for the Back-to-Back Connecticut, a mild-bodied cigar, boutique beauty with a Connecticut Ecuadorian wrapper. The Camacho Ecuador, the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, and the Back-to-Back Connecticut. Part of the April 2020 Davidoff CAB collection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. Join the Officers Club now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars shipped to you. Join now. CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. And join and be part of the exclusive club.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
This is continuing coverage of America at War against the Chinese virus. Here's more from the Global General, Cigar Dave.
Back, classified location somewhere in the cigar city of Tampa. Jeff Borshowitz, the owner, founder of Corona Cigar Company, three great stores in Orlando, the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the cigar city of Tampa. Jeff, big announcement this week in the world of cigars. Glenn Loop, after 12 years as the executive director of the Cigar Rights of America, longtime friend, wonderful guy, and important person in the cigar industry, announced that after the election, the day after the election, he is going to be stepping down as executive director. 12 years. Jeff, you were one of the founding members of the Cigar Rights of America, mm-hmm. president for many years. It is not easy when you have 30, 40 different cigar manufacturers. You have 30 manufacturers. You have 48 opinions.
Yeah.
Very difficult, but Glenn has been able to navigate through some very, very difficult times. Legislative. I mean, when before that was started, really there was no one-on-one interaction with congressmen, right. senators, people at the FDA. And you were certainly the founding member. You found Glenn, and Glenn really spearheaded that over 12 years. Job well done.
Yeah, I worked with Glenn for 10 years. I was I was the chairman of the board, so we hired Glenn. And I really like Glenn. I think what one of the best parts was is that he's a cigar fanatic and understood the lifestyle and a great public speaker. So whenever Glenn would get in front of a group and really talk about what was going on, and he knew how to read politicians and speak to them. So I'm going to miss Glenn. I don't know what's going on exactly with CRA since I've been, when I say, you know, the internal things of CRA since I'm not on the board anymore. But my gut feeling is that I said this last year at the Tobacco Association of America, the FDA is strangling our industry, and people mm-hmm. don't realize it, but yep. it is. I say it over and over and over and over. You know, it's like in business. Everything's great when the money's flowing and sales are good. As soon as things go south, you know, that's when problems occur. And we've been, you know, having to fight these bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. on a legislative side. We've having to, you know, we've got lobbyists involved. We've got the travel expenses going up to D.C. And then you got this whole lawsuit going on that's dragging on for years. And these lawyers are extremely expensive. And then now, what do you got now? You got an economy that's collapsing, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's pressure. I think a lot of manufacturers are worrying about how they're going to be around next year.
Listen, I talked to several manufacturers this week that told me off the record how much they have spent on lobbying, travel, attorneys, funding these lawsuits. It is excessive.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, it is almost a sad statement that an industry has to spend millions and millions of dollars to make their case heard in the halls of the Congress in Washington and the bureaucrat. And I say this, no matter who the president is, it's the bureaucrats that run the asylum up
That's
there.
Right.
And it's a huge problem. President Trump, I believe, is on our side. I think there are other people in the administration, but you've got this entrenched bureaucracy that doesn't care what the executive branch thinks.
So, Dave, let me reach on that word, entrenched.
We got a minute to go.
Okay, entrenched is very true because these guys will wait out administrations.
Correct.
They'll wait out politicians. They'll watch, you know, Pelosi become speaker and then Heard not the speaker and then someone else is and the Republicans are in charge and they'll wait these guys out. Their job is secure. The people who work at the FDA. And what happens? We're bled out. I'm telling you, it's like they're bleeding the industry out.
Absolutely.
And this,
it's ridiculous.
This stay that just happened with the court thing, the problem is, Dave, it's a stay. All we've done is kick the ball down the
road.
Right,
the substantial equivalence.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in the next hour. But very quickly, Glenn Loop, I wanted to quote him, I'm very proud of the work that CRA has accomplished, giving a voice to the premium cigar community at the federal, state, and local levels. CRA is more than a job, it's a mission. For almost a dozen years, we built a national network together that can take this work into the next decade and beyond. This has been accomplished with a dedicated staff and hundreds of volunteers, for which I'm thankful and express my sincere appreciation. I remain committed to supporting and advocating for the premium cigar industry, given that the threats confronting it are the new normal. Glenn Loop, after 12 years, stepping down as the executive director of CRA. Glenn, mission well done, 12 years. Longtime friend, I raise my cigar and
Absolutely.
My spirit to you,
That's right.
and much success in the future. Rick Rodriguez will join us next hour. Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show is next.
of the Cigar Dave Show is now complete.
There's time to refresh your cocktail.
As the General will return in 7 minutes.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Another round of economic relief coming.
President Trump signed into law a $484 billion relief package, sending most of that money to small businesses who keep workers on their payroll. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says the Paycheck Protection Program has had a meaningful impact.
Between the original funds and these funds will be over 60 million workers, close to half of the private payroll.
During the pandemic, Congress has approved four coronavirus relief bills totaling more than $2 trillion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson due to return to work on Monday, as BBC's Ian Watson reports.
Boris Johnson has been recuperating at Chequers, the Prime Minister's country retreat. He's returning to the news that the total number of deaths from coronavirus in hospitals has exceeded 20,000. It represents a personal tragedy for many grieving families, but it's also become a grim benchmark for how the virus has been tackled by the government. In mid-March, the chief scientific advisor, Sir Patrick Vallance, said that limiting the number of deaths to 20,000 would be a good outcome. So the handling of the pandemic is likely to come under renewed scrutiny.
Europe's second largest port getting ready to test a device aimed at helping thousands of people employed there to respect social distancing. Meanwhile, President Trump not only leads daily updates on the coronavirus fight, he also takes a lot of hostile questions from the national media. Mark Lauder, director of strategic communications for the Trump campaign, tells the Salem Radio Network there's a good reason for that.
Well, because if he doesn't, then there'll be no other side of the story. That the American people will just be force-fed the liberal groupthink of the White House press corps and the rest of the mainstream media.
You can always check out more news and get the best analysis by logging on to townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Today marks the 75th anniversary of the World War II meeting on the Elbe between the U.S. and Soviet troops. Presidents Trump and Putin issued a joint statement to commemorate the event.
The statement reads, in part, this event heralded a decisive defeat of the Nazi regime. The meeting on the Elbe represented a culmination of tremendous efforts by the many countries and peoples that joined forces under the framework of the United Nations Declaration of 1942. This common struggle required enormous sacrifice by millions of soldiers, sailors, and citizens in multiple theaters of war. The spirit of the Elbe is an example of how our countries can put aside differences, build trust, and cooperate in pursuit of a greater cause. George Bonzani reporting.
Governor David Ige today extended Hawaii's stay-at-home order and the mandatory quarantine for visitors through May 31st. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A throwback to the greatest generation in the fight over the coronavirus.
Workers at Ford, General Motors, Toyota, and other companies have offered to work in a wartime-like effort to stem shortages of protective medical gear and equipment. Even though most of their factories are shut down to slow the spread of coronavirus, they have stepped up to fill a critical shortage. Many would get most of their pay even if they stayed at home. Ford worker Cindy Parker says she's helping to make face shields with hopes that they can find their way to the hospital where nurses treated her mother with compassion after a stroke 15 years ago. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Navy reports the number of sailors aboard the USS Kidd confirmed to be infected with the coronavirus has nearly doubled from 18 to 33. The destroyer with its crew of 350 are off the Pacific coast of South America on a mission related to U.S. counter-drug activities. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Just wrapping up last hour, the Cigar Rights of America Premium Cigar Association announced that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, United States District Courts for the District of Columbia and Maryland, they received an extension on the substantial equivalence filing until late September. What that means, substantial equivalence, that any cigar launched on the market has to show that it is similar in nature to a cigar that was on the market when the cigars were essentially annexed to the cigarette bill from, probably 10 years ago. So essentially, they've got a delay. We'll see if that's permanent. Otherwise, it may be very difficult for cigar companies to come out with new blends. That would not be good. And we welcome you back. Special thanks to Jeff Borshowitz, the proprietor, founder, owner, Corona Cigars in the Davidoff Store and Lounge here in the Cigar City. Corona Cigars, three stores in Orlando. Real quick, make sure you go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. Follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, upper right-hand corner at CigarDave.com. And if you are not a member of the Officers Club, you should definitely join. $22.95 per month gets you three fantastic cigars. We're going to have the Rocky Patel Edge Sampler for May. Now, for those of you that are awaiting your April shipment of the Davidoff CAB collection, the Camacho Ecuador, the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, and the Back-to-Back Connecticut, those are being shipped this week. As you can understand, with social distancing requirements and limiting the number of people in the warehouses, it is another delay this month. We think it probably is going to get out on time next month, but Those April 2020 selections, the Camacho Ecuador, Avo Synchro Nicaragua, Back-to-Back Connecticut from the Davidoff CAB collection. If you're a member of the Officers Club, sit tight. They're going to be mailed by, I believe, next. They're trying to get them out Tuesday. They hope Wednesday, Thursday at the latest. We appreciate the patience, and we have posted a note at CigarDave.com. Sent out an email earlier this week. The problem is we get a ton of these emails back because they're considered spam. So many people, it goes in their spam folder, and they don't receive it. But just be on the lookout. The April 2020 selection, Cigar Dave Officers Club selection of the Davidoff CAB collection coming out your way this week. Now, first of all, Sergeant Steve, you got a big smile on your face. As a Cincinnati Bengal fan, I wonder why.
Joe Burrow, baby.
Joe Burrow taken number one in the NFL draft. We should say that my Buffalo Bills did not have a pick. Well, actually, they really did. They got Stephon Diggs, and I think that was a good move.
It was a good move.
Good move for the Bills. We're recording this Friday because we wanted to have get Jeff on. So those of you, you're listening Saturday, I don't know. My Bills are going to be Brandon Bean in the his basement war room, the nicest war room of any general manager by far. However, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury, that was a pretty sweet setup at his house, man. He was so cash. He's on his sofa, a little coffee table. He's got his little notebook, big screen in front of him, and this beautiful, you can see the mountains in the background, beautiful pool area. That's a sweet Christmas.
But what was going on at Mike Vrabel's place?
Midway through, when it hit like 11 o'clock, I'm like, I'm done. This thing's going to end. What time did it end? 1 o'clock?
Yeah, it was a long time.
I said, you know what? I'm done. Done. But what I did find interesting was that many of the players did not abide by the NFL's social distancing rules and regulations. That was not good. Joe Burrow did. He had his parents and him. Great. Mm-hmm. You had other people that had 6, 8, 10 people. Number of agents were spotted, which I think is totally unacceptable. And if I were the commissioner, what I would have done after they saw the first, you could see at ESPN, they could see NFL headquarters, they could see all the feeds. They should have told all those people, have 3-4 people, that's it. Everybody else out of the shot. It's just not a good look. Felt that was a bad look.
Mm-hmm.
And I did hear that the Miami Dolphins approached the Cincinnati Bengals. They approached Mike Brown in return for getting the first pick overall. The Miami Dolphins would have given the next decade worth of draft choices to the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals passed, but I got to tell you,
I would have taken that trade.
I would have taken a decade worth of drafts. There's no doubt about it. But they got their man. I think he's going to be a great quarterback. Tua Tagovailoa, jury's going to be out. I'm not sure. Miami had 3 picks in the first round, but nobody circles the wagons and the Miami porpoises and flippers like the Buffalo Bills. All right, now let's talk about move on here. Some good news, real quickly here. We've talked about the Chinese Communist Party, Wuhan virus. We've talked about bad news, the economy, Americans' health. But here is a touching story. A woman was shot in Toronto a couple of years ago. A new report in a study by Surgeon Giancarlo McAvenue in Sage Medical Journal researched how this woman was able to survive a gunshot wound. Sergeant Steve, would you like to take a guess? It was heading right towards her heart and the upper part of her chest. Would you like to know what saved her life?
Does she have some ample décolletage?
She had ample décolletage. She had some silicone breast implant enhancement pleasure devices. Her boob implant saved her. The implant caused the change, caused the bullet to change trajectory. The wound entry was on the left breast, but the rib fracture was on the right side. The bullet entered the skin on the left side, then ricocheted across her sternum into the right breast, broke her rib on the right side, and her implant, you can see this thing. You can see right where it went through, but the implant pretty much stayed intact, not much deflation. But hopefully, good news is, saved her life, number one. And this is more reason why every woman should have ample décolletage and an artificial breast enhancement so that their lives could be saved in the unlikely event of an emergency like that.
Wait a minute. The bullet changed direction. We have another magic bullet?
Bingo, yes. You got another magic boob and a magic bullet. That is correct. Now, this is a classic. You all know that fake news CNN is loaded with absolute wussified betas. They hate the president. The president tomorrow could say good news. Amongst this Chinese Wuhan party virus, We have found a cure. We've got the vaccine. And on top of that, we have discovered a cure for every type of cancer. Leave it to fake news CNN. They would come back and say, but the president did not find a cure for heart disease. And they would run for the next 5 days on that, talking about the president ignore people with heart disease. It is absurd. Every time you look at fake news CNN, as I call it, the clown news network, they're always, now they were saying earlier that President Trump told everybody to get injected with Lysol and Clorox, a disinfectant. That's not what he said. But again, leave it to the fake news media. Well, one of the biggest fakers of them all, Brian Stelter, their clearly liberal biased media reporter from reliable sources, or as I like to call it, unreliable sources at fake news CNN, the clown news network. He wanted everybody to know how the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus has affected him. He came out with a tweet last week saying, I crawled in bed and cried for our pre-pandemic lives. Tears that have been waiting a month to escape. Oh, the agony. Get up and curl in bed. This is such an appropriate song for that wussified beta.
Trying to forget life. Feelings of love.
What is he, an 8-year-old girl? He said, I wanted to share because it feels freeing to do so. Now is not a time for faux invincibility. Journos are living this, hating this, like everyone else. Oh, my God, get me a crying towel here. He says that it's a feeling of being free. He said, last night I hit a wall, gutted by the death toll. Disturbed by the government's shortcomings, dismayed by political rhetoric that bears no resemblance to reality, worried about friends who are losing jobs, kids who are missing school, and senior citizens who are living in fear. Well, I agree, that's true. But at the same time, all these fake news CNN and CBS and NBC, BS, DNC, every one of them love to wag their tails while they're still making figures in their little Washington and New York liberal bubble. As far as this guy is a, this is pathetic. Pathetic. In fact, what Brian Stelter needs, the little Mr. I'm going to get in bed for a pre-pence of the great.
Maybe we should be land for you.
Wussified. Sergeant, stop. Perfect. Boba Fett. Yeah. Virus all around the world. Economy and shit and all. And this Toba Fate of Bavaria. She herself. Talk about a man. She's it. Because it's a week-long billion to September, October 4th. Now, Cancel Fest, that does the fall in National League season. Care to take? What do you think?
I college will.
Think NFL maybe for what their team ball. Even if that ticket ring in, saying, well, we should, the entire is for these pre their again, Sergeants of Tampa Bay light on season out.
It's not like they would ram in camp skate. So, teams that he probably three the NHL Dakota and Pratt and all members of Coke.
Vermont, but not the hockey players, but should Tampa would humid.
No? The humidity is the three on the fans going in increasing the humidity is a possibility.
Sports, although how many games have they talked about?
Presume the more
damn the Buffalo 48 games out of the playoffs. Damn, they could have made it up. Anyway, all right, I'm back. We will continue with our series part two with Rick Rodriguez, the brand manager. Correction, I always say brand manager. I'm so used to saying that. Actually, Rick is the brand ambassador and the master blender for CAO. We'll continue our conversation, and we've got some new releases from CAO right around the corner at Rodriguez. Stand by.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
Becoming a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club gives you the experience of getting three fantastic cigars every month shipped to you. For April 2020, we feature the Davidoff CAB Collection. The C standing for Camacho Ecuador, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Brazilian Mata Fina binder, an intense, bold, tangy cigar. The A stands for the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, the first box press cigar in the Avo portfolio. Medium to full-bodied with complex richness. And the B stands for the Back-to-Back Connecticut, a mild-bodied cigar boutique beauty with a Connecticut Ecuadorian wrapper. The Camacho Ecuador, the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, and the back-to-back Connecticut. Part of the April 2020 Davidoff CAB collection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. Join the Officers Club now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars shipped to you. Join now. CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club and join and be part of the exclusive club. Rick Rodriguez of CAO Cigars, Master Blender, Brand Ambassador. Rick, got to bring this up before we talk about some other cigars, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about other things and other items. And also, I want to really delve into what you find is your inspiration when you're creating cigars. But I got to relay a quick story. This has got to be, I think maybe 8-10 years ago. It's probably something like that, 8 years, 7-8 years ago. No, it was about 10 years ago, I think. Walk in to have dinner at Seasons 52. It was right around Thanksgiving time. And it was my mother, my father, cigar sister Lynn, myself, were walking in to our table. And who do I see? You, your lovely wife. There was another couple, and I introduced you all. We chit-chatted for about 10 minutes. And next thing I know, they were bringing up a very nice bottle of wine to the table, which was very nice. And we left, said goodbye, and we thank you. And my dad always would ask about you. He'd always say, how's Rick? How's Rick doing? What's going on with Rick? Whenever I'd be in Vegas, he'd say, did you see Rick? Always would ask about you, thought very highly of you. And so I wanted to share that because, again, we've known each other for a long time, good friends, not only, I guess you could say, colleagues, talking about cigars and doing things together, but good friends. And there's a very unique kinship here in the Cigar City. A lot of people that are based here where it all happens, the industry, whether it's you or the Newmans or the Fuentes. We've got the Davidoff people here now, just between great retailers, great people in the industry. We could almost have our own convention right down here. Never leave Tampa.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It really is. So I wanted to just relay that and share that. Rick, what is, you know, I know you're working already on cigars for the upcoming really summer release period,
right,
fall release period. And I know you don't just start and say, okay, today we're, you know, it's April. We need to start and have something done in 2 weeks. It doesn't work that way.
No.
So talk about the lead time. Talk about the process, what goes in, you and Doug Baldwin, the brand manager, how you get together with the people, the factories, your tobacco people. Mm-hmm. Give us a whole rundown of the process, the creative process.
The process goes two ways. Sometimes Doug will reach out to me and say, Ricky, looking at the whole line. He's always looking at the whole line. And he says, I noticed that we have not launched a body cigar. So I want you to create the target I'm going to give you and the team in the factory is a mild cigar. So when that happens, we have the target and we start to work on that. The process takes us between marketing and blending and manufacturing about a year. So I'm now working on 2021 because we're already done with 2020. And I was in the factory in, I think, February, and we're working on 2021 and one cigar for 2022 also. But usually they'll give us anywhere from 6 months to a year to create that design and the blend. And so that process. So that is where it starts about 70% of the time. The other 30% of the time is when marketing comes to me, what do you want to do? What are you hearing out there from your fans? What do they want from us? And we get together. This is what they're screaming for, the session kind of brand or the session type of smoke. And so that process starts there. But typically for blending, it'll take the team about 3 to 4 months to decide on the blend that we're going to match with that presentation.
I know, because Doug Baldwin and you gave me some hints on some of the new products you'll be releasing. Right. You got one big one. I'm sworn to secrecy, but how about a hint? Because I think June is the target date.
Yeah, I think we're going to release a new series called Bones. And Bones is...
I didn't even know. I was sworn to secrecy. I didn't know I could the name,
we did.
Yeah,
we can do.
So
but,
tell Doug I'm my confidentiality agreement is still intact, but you still...
I called him last night, can I mention Bones? And he says, no, you can definitely, because we're going to launch it at the end of May, possibly the beginning of June. Bones is my interpretation of Domino's. When I get together with my friends in my house and we want to play dominoes, we never say we're going to play dominoes. We're going to say we're going to slap some bones down tonight, and they all come to the house. Up north, where you are, from Buffalo.
Originally,
they,
right?
Yeah, so when you go to the alley and you start to roll the dice, you're going to say we're going to roll some bones. And so Bones is my interpretation for dominoes.
Fantastic. Mild, medium, full. Give us a little hint.
It's going to be fuller body than the Session. So the Session, is, I think, is a true medium body cigar.
Yeah, medium, medium plus.
Yeah, so this is going to be medium plus to full body cigar. And the dark wrapper, I can't get into the blend, but I think when you see the presentation, the box, when you open it up, comes with a set of dice that you can start to roll, and I think you're going to be surprised of the look, the style, the price point, and the blend itself. Yeah, for sure.
You heard it first here on the Cigar Dave Show. The new CAO Bones coming sometime in May, early June. Exclusive right here before anyone else knows about it. Yeah.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook news feed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars wearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning: tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to RedingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We continue our Cigar Masters series with Rick Rodriguez, the Master Blender, Ambassador of CAO Cigars. Rick, I want to go back and talk about some of the classic cigars in CAO. There's so many new cigars that you have launched between the Flathead, between the Amazon. We look at the Pilon, the Bullneck. I mean, just so many different cigars, but I really want to go back to some of the oldies but goodies, because those are still big sellers. The CAO Gold, when Cano Osgener first started CAO, that was his first cigar. Mild,
yep.
Connecticut wrapper, to this day, a big seller.
Number three best-selling cigar to this day. Yeah. Number one is going to be Flathead. It's going to be Brasilia.
Get to that. Yeah, again, yeah. These are old names. Look,
legendary list.
Legendary. Yes. And I mean, I love another great blend.
Yes.
And
yes.
Brasilia, for good reason, we'll talk
Italia.
About that. Italia, but CAO Gold, one of those cigars that you really don't put it down in terms of your marketing. Launched all these other cigars, but it just keeps selling.
And and so we're going to do this year, I think in maybe in you're going to see a new packaging coming out. We're looking at back to, all right, CAO is going to turn 25 in May. Go back in time and look at the presentation of that cigar. It looks like 25. So we're going to update the look, give that that cigar is due, and we're going to showcase it, talk, feature it in some events and all. We're going to bring the attention back to the line that started CAO. So look for that. But I'm here to say I'm not going to do anything to the blend. The blend is the same. The thing is going to be different. The band is going to be different. And it's going to be a cigar box where we'd be proud to pick up and celebrate life with.
Well, we talk about a nice, mild cigar any time of day. Ecuadorian Connecticut Nicaraguan binder and filler. Incredibly smooth. Great price point. Just sells.
Yep. Quiet else. Yes.
All right, now when we look at some of the other classic lines, is the CAO Maduro, is that still?
That's still around, yes.
Great cigar. I mean, I tell people, came out, I remember, it was a little bit more than the, but it wasn't off the charts.
Right.
A little bit of sweetness, a beautiful Brazilian Maduro wrapper, almost a buttery with a little sweetness.
Right. I compared those to Macadillo Cafe and Macadillo Maduro. I think the flavor that you receive is about the flavor, not the body. So, yeah, dapper tends to scare people away sometimes. But that if you just want to taste a large, dark wrapper, that is a great cigar to begin with because it's going to be mild, but it offers you flavor than body. So I think if you're not trying that cigar, go out, seek it out, and we're going to do the same thing for the repackage it, and I'd be surprised.
Another cigar, a hidden gem, the CAO Cameroon. We talked about Cameroon. Cameroon full wrap because a lot of the leaves aren't. The yield is not great, but Nicaraguan binder and filler, Cameroon wrapper, rich, sweet, just pleasant. You can't go wrong. Beautiful cigar pressed, isn't it? Square pressed?
No, it's brown, but they have a box pressed.
Okay, too. that's probably the size that I always think. But just a, and again, those are cigars that still sell without a lot of fanfare.
No, and we're going to do the same thing in 2021 to pay that great cigar too, and we're going to repackage it
okay.
and bring it up to date. For me, I'm everybody that knows me. I tell you the truth, and I'm not a fan of Cameroon. But hearing the shop owners talk about Cameroon, they're all Fuente has the best Cameroon on the market.
Right.
Number two, the ale. Mm-hmm. It's not Partacus in our eyes. It is not Cuiba in our eyes. Your Cameroon. I think we were kind of not shocked, but again, an old blend that's been in the market for 17 plus years and still sells. Bestseller in our wine is a Cameroon.
Number five. Now, a cigar that you launched about, I want to say 2 years ago, the CAO Nicaragua. You worked on that. That was your baby blend series. I can see the blue box right now. I love the band. The way that all the world opens. It's a vertical looking box, and the top two thirds opens up, and then the bottom third like a flap.
Yep.
Great shelf. For shelf display, but the CAO Nicaragua, I remember you, again, you put like five in my sport coat pocket, and I asked you about it. You said, well, smoke, and then I'll come back and I'll tell you, but you use a lot of Hamastron Nicaragua in there.
Yes, but we want to showcase the flavor of Nicaragua without the body.
Honduran Hamastron. Yeah. Honduran Hamastron, but you've got a lot of Nicaragua Jalapa, Esteli, and Condega in there. So you use Honduran as the wrapper and the binder, but the filler is all Nicaraguan, which really gives it a lot of flavor and a lot of power.
And we want to showcase the filler, not the wrapper. And so 90% of the time, the filler bows to the wrapper, the king of the flavor.
Correct.
But for this line, we wanted to reverse that. We wanted the wrapper to bow to the king, the filler. And so we want to highlight that a special, beautiful tobacco from Nicaragua, but give them the flavor without the body. Because when you think of Nicaragua, sometimes if you ask 10 people, describe Nicaragua, oh, it's going to be full body, very spicy, in your face, a mad cigar. And so, yeah, that's true to a lot of manufacturers out there. But we're going to show you the other side of the coin. We're going to show you the flavor of Nicaragua without the body. So we launched it, and it's one of my favorite cigars to smoke in the morning time.
Medium, it's very tame, very approachable. It's not for somebody that wants a super mild cigar because it does have a lot of richness and it does have a lot of the Nicaraguan flavor profile.
That's the beauty of working with a CEO. We're not painted in a corner. Like, you know, when you think of certain manufacturer, you'll say it's going to be full body, it's going to be this.
Right.
But when you work with CEO, it's a blank sheet, so we can have the ability to work on a mild cigar, a medium-body cigar, a spicy cigar, a full-body cigar, a sweet cigar. That's the beauty of working with a CEO because we're not painted into a corner. We just try to deliver what the fans of CEO wants from us.
And just like when you create a cigar, you want good balance. You need to have balance in your portfolio. So you do have mild, you do have medium, you do have full, you do have rich, you have spicy, you do have sweetness. You've really got a huge portfolio that, again, sometimes people forget about, but next year you're going to be making a big push, a repackaging, rebranding on the CAO Gold, the CAO Maduro, the Cameroon to pay tribute to the 25th anniversary. So you do have something for everybody, and it is very balanced. And that Nicaragua, the price point on that is great as well.
Right. It's going to be a range from high six to maybe mid eights.
Yeah. Right. So great price point. Can't go wrong on that. One of the cigars that we did talk about was the CAO Brazilian. I remember when CAO first came out with the Brazilian, the Italian, the America, and a lot of people didn't know what to expect.
Right.
Because they looked and said, well, wait a minute, what are these world cigars all about? I mean, is it all tobacco? No. The Brasilia uses a beautiful Brazilian wrapper. It is, and the just the band pays tribute to the colors of the flag of Brazil. Just Nicaraguan binder and filler, but I love the green. It's got that green packaging with blue and the yellow, and it is just a unique flavor because that Brazil, is that an Arapiaca or Matafina wrapper?
Matafina.
Yeah. Both of those you can't go wrong with.
No.
Just a hidden gem.
It is, because it really put on the map Brazilian tobacco. You know, that's the beauty of Cielo. They were always introducing new tobaccos from Brasilia, from Italia. So you have, fillers from Italy. And so Colombia, Brasilia, the Amazon Basin series. So that's the beauty of working for this company called Cielo, because the world is open to any great tobaccos that you want to work with. I think it's a legendary blend. It's the same blend that you're smoking 15 years ago, you're smoking today.
The only Hall of Fame that matters, Rico, is the Cigar Dave, the General Hall of Fame, and it's in. It is absolutely in there. We'll continue with CAO Master Blender and Ambassador Rick Rodriguez around the corner.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
Hi, I'm Rocky Patel. After 15 years of hard work, I'd like to introduce you to the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary Cigar made at our factory in Esteli, Nicaragua. This cigar showcases a beautiful, oily Habano wrapper from Ecuador. Fillers from Esteli, Jalapa, and Condega make up a rich, complex, spicy taste with a lot of full flavor. The Decade, another one of our masterpieces. Made in Honduras, beautiful Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper with secret fillers. It received a 95 rating, one of the highest rated cigars ever in Cigar Aficionado. This medium to full body cigar is rich, complex, yet elegant and well balanced. 15 years ago, they thought we'd never make it in the business. 10 years ago, they thought we'd never last. 5 years ago, they started paying attention. Now, we're right where we belong, in your hand. So enjoy the 15th anniversary and the decade these cigars will deliver.
Becoming a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club gives you the experience of getting three fantastic cigars every month shipped to you. For April 2020, we feature the Davidoff CAB Collection. The C standing for Camacho Ecuador, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Brazilian Matafina binder, an intense, bold, tangy cigar. The A stands for the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, the first box press cigar in the Avo portfolio, medium to full bodied with complex richness. And the B stands for the Back-to-Back Connecticut, a mild bodied cigar, boutique beauty with a Connecticut Ecuadorian wrapper. The Camacho Ecuador, the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, and the Back-to-Back Connecticut. Part of the April 2020 Davidoff CAB collection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. Join the Officers Club now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars shipped to you. Join now. CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club and join and be part of the exclusive club.
This ad is not from Hodder FHA and was not approved by Hodder or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
It's our Cigar Masters series with special guest Rick Rodriguez, brand ambassador, master blender for CAO Cigars. And another cigar that's very unique that I remember when it came out, people were like, wait a minute, Italy makes tobacco or grows tobacco? What is this all about? But the CAO Italia at the time when it came out, again, another really standout blockbuster using the Italian colors and just very reminds me of a soccer, just the whole packaging, just very bright, a lot of fun. Now, that uses Honduran wrapper, Honduran binder, Nicaraguan filler, Peruvian filler, which adds a little kick, and Italian filler. And I never knew that they grew cigar tobacco in Italy.
Oh, what's the old cigars? The old
Parodi?
Yes.
I don't know Parodi. I remember there's a guy I knew at one of the schools I attended growing up. One of the custodians, and he always smoked Parodis, these short little. Yeah. I don't know if those use Italian. Maybe they do.
Do they? Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. So.
But very unique. It's got a real earthy sweetness with a lot of flavor. That's a rich cigar.
And talking about the World Series line, so you had the Brasilia, they had the America, we had the Italia, we had the Nicaragua, and we had the Colombia. And the Colombia, unfortunately, we had to take off the market for about a year or two because the sizes that we chose for the original release doesn't match what the FDA wants it to do. So we're going to just take it off the market and change the sizes and reintroduce it again in maybe 2021, possibly 2022.
Well, one of the cigars in the World Series from CAO, probably my favorite in the World Series, and that is the CAO America. I love the packaging. I love the red, white, and blue. I love the cigar. I love the cool little pinstripe Connecticut shade wrapper. That's a tough cigar to roll. That is not easy.
Very
tough. But
that
uses Connecticut, I believe it's Connecticut broadleaf with the Connecticut shade.
Exactly.
I don't call it a barber pole. It's not. Almost a pinstripe.
Okay.
And then Brazilian binder, Nicaraguan, Dominican, Italian, and American filler. And that is just a beautiful, full-flavored cigar.
A hit in every location that has a military shops situation because the military guys and girls love that cigar. It speaks American to them. So in the 4th of July, too, every 4th of July, everybody's picking up a box. There's something about seeing fireworks and smoking a cigar that represents USA.
Yeah, it goes quick right around. We usually smoke it. I smoke it on the show right around Memorial Day or Independence Day. And what's interesting about the filler blend in the CAO America, it is 100% Lajero. That is the strongest part of the cigar tobacco leaf. Gets a lot of sun. Most of the time, nobody makes full Lajero cigars because it is so powerful. When you blend, you'll add a little bit, maybe a strip, a half strip to give it a little bit of punch. But this is all 100% Lajero. So, again, not a mild-flavored cigar. It's rich, powerful, like the United States of America.
Right. And so when you're talking about a Lajero, there's certain primings. And the Lajero closest to Seiko,
will give you more flavor of the body, and so that's the reason we're using Lajero, but lower primings of Lajero, because we don't want to release a full-body cigar, but definitely has something to that cigar, for sure.
Rick, also in the World Series, the CAO Osa Sol. I think you blended that, did you not?
That was, yes. That's part of the World Series. It's kind of the classic series. And that was our first introduction cigar to the market when we took over CAO. So that was the first cigar that we worked on to present to the market that General Cigar is now the owner of CAO.
Now, that's very interesting because the wrapper is an Olancho San Agustin.
The first time we ever used that wrapper for a General Cigar.
Tell me about that wrapper. What makes that so unique?
I think the flavor, it's a combination of spice and sweetness, but it's a region that are growing that tobacco. The region, the farm is separated by a river, and on the north side of the farm, you have Honduras. On the south side of the river, you have Nicaragua, and they're growing the tobacco. And so if you look at the box represents where that tobacco comes from. So we had a river, but we changed the color blue to represent tobacco, so it's now green. But the white came from the barns that when we visited this farm for the first time, I noticed that the barns were whitewashed. It was the first time I've ever seen a barn in the fields in the farmers that had a white barn. And so why don't we tell the story about that region, including the river, the barn, and we presented Osa.
And sadly, no longer available. I think it was retired.
Well, there's two sizes hanging on.
Yes,
for dear life right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's two sizes. Because, again, I don't fault that cigar. It just falls. Sometimes it just falls off the shelf because we introduce so many cigars.
Right.
And so there's legendary great blends out there that maybe doesn't see the light of day today.
Right.
Because it was made 40 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago. It just falls out of, favorites and all that. But we're going to try to keep it live until nobody's buying it. But
they're still buying it.
Yeah, they're
still
buying it.
Where they can find it, they're buying it.
Yep.
Our Cigar Masters guest, Rick Rodriguez, the master blender, ambassador for CAO Cigars. 21 years with General Cigar. How long have you been the master blender and ambassador now?
For CAO, it's going on 10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
10 years. And tell us the process. Who approached you about being the master blender and the ambassador? How did that all come about?
So what happened is I finished my training. I spent 6 months in the DR factory learning about tobacco, how we receive tobacco, fermentation, aging, rolling, boxing, shipping. And then I went to the factory in Honduras and did another 6 months and then worked with Benji for about 5 years. And then after that, we formed a group called Team La Gloria with me.
Right. Mike Giannini.
Giannini and Yuri.
Yuri.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so we formed this team, and we're working on taking over La Gloria because Ernie was leaving the company and retiring at that time. He says, I want to have 1 year, and I'll train the three guys to take over La Gloria. When the mergers took place for CAO and General Cigar, that blender retired, and Michael said, I think Ricky's ready for his own factory. And I looked at Brian and goes, who are you talking about? I'm not ready for my own factory. And Benji, I remember Benji called Dan Carr and says, Ricky's ready. Give him a shot. And that happened. And so they said, no longer you're going to blend for La Gloria. We're going to give you the blending responsibilities for CAO.
And the rest is history. It is now 10 years you've been doing that. What do you enjoy most, and what do you enjoy least?
The most I enjoy is doing events and really reaching out. I love the factory. I love to go to the factory and see my friends and work with my friends and all that. But you know what? At the end of the day,
I want to share these stories about our blends. And so if you give me the opportunity, you can either go to the factory for a month or be on the road and talking to your consumers for a month. Give me the road, because that is where I make my living, to be able to share these stories with these fans. It's special to me. So that is my far traveling and doing what I do in events.
The least favorite has got to be delayed flights, canceled flights, and long layovers.
Just flying.
There you go.
Yeah, he's just flying.
Yeah, that's the hassle factor. Yeah. And unfortunately, you have to change planes to get to different cities, because you're all over the country and really all over the world, especially when you travel down to Honduras, Nicaragua, or to see Yuri Guillen, who oversees the General Cigar Factory in the Dominican Republic down in Santiago. All right, special thanks to Rick Rodriguez, the Brand Ambassador Master Blender of CAO, Cigar Masters Series. You got new information exclusive about the new CAO that is going to be released probably May, maybe in June. Also, special thanks to Jeff Borshowitz, the founder, owner of Corona Cigars in Orlando and the Davidoff Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. Cigar Dave, the General, saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America strong again. Screw the Chinese Communist Party. Screw the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. Let's get America back. It's going to happen.
That concludes today's live Cigar Dave show. Stay tuned, as the replay will begin momentarily. Sit back, relax, and light up a cigar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstreet. The global death toll from the coronavirus has passed 200,000, as we hear from BBC's Sasha Schlichter.
Since the start of the global pandemic, Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. has been tracking and publishing a tally of all the cases and deaths by country and worldwide. Five countries have emerged as the deadliest areas in the world: America, with New York City being the hardest hit, Italy, Spain, France, and Britain.
A cautious easing of restrictions gathering pace around the world. India reopening neighborhood stores many of the country's 1.3 billion people rely on for basic goods. The relaxation, though, is not applying to hundreds of quarantined towns or shopping malls. Italy says free protective masks will be distributed to nursing homes, police, public officials, and transport workers as they prepare to return to work May 4th. And here in the States, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alaska also are beginning to loosen lockdown orders on their pandemic-wounded businesses. State supply stocks of masks and emergency supplies were sparse and dated even before the coronavirus pandemic kicked in.
Before the coronavirus outbreak, many states had only a modest supply of protective medical equipment. A review of more than 20 states found that many were still storing items that were left over from an influenza pandemic a decade ago and long since expired. Many states had not freshened their supplies because of a decline in public health funding and a growing dependence on just-in-time delivery in the healthcare industry. But states have found it difficult to get supplies quickly because of a global competition among areas that have been hit hard by the virus. Keith Peters reporting.
NBA players will be allowed to return to team training facilities starting Friday, provided their local governments do not have a stay-at-home order that prohibits such movements. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source
of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Amazon's keeping all of its French warehouses closed for the time being.
This after an appeals court upheld a ruling saying the company hadn't done enough to protect workers from the coronavirus. Unions in France and beyond welcome Friday's ruling by the appeals court as a comeuppance for the online behemoth. It expressed hope that negotiations with Amazon management on new safety measures can start next week. The standoff has drawn global attention as worldwide demand for Amazon services soars because confined consumers can no longer shop in stores. Patrick Frost reporting.
Mexico planning to reopen automotive factories in conjunction with the U.S. and Canada, and while details will be released in the coming days, the government did say health safeguards would be in place to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, which originally caused Mexico to order the closure of non-essential plants several weeks ago. The announcement comes 3 days after the U.S. launched a campaign to get Mexico to reopen the plants. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Volvo and the truck division of Daimler say they've agreed to set up a joint venture to develop and produce fuel cell systems for heavy vehicles.
The two firms say they'll be equal partners in the new enterprise. Daimler Truck will put all its current fuel cell activities into the joint venture, and the Volvo Group will buy a 50% stake in the venture for around $652 million. The companies hope that joining forces on fuel cells will lower development costs and bring forward the introduction of fuel cells for heavy transport.
Jeremy House reporting. Nicaragua pressed forward today with an 8-fight boxing card before a live audience in Managua, this amid the coronavirus pandemic. The government said there's only been 11 confirmed cases and 3 deaths in the country, though outside health officials are deeply skeptical. The country's baseball and soccer leagues are still playing as well. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime. Let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
New York, the epicenter remains by far of the entire pandemic, and we heard around the country and around the world. So we have an impactful show, an impactful hour. We're going to be joined by Chris Wallace in a matter of moments. We're also going to have a big hour as we look at what's happening around the country and around the world, because we do know that Mayor de Blasio is speaking right now, the mayor of New York City. Yesterday, Sunday was really helpful to me, because he was able to tell me to only go outside for a little while and then run back indoors. I would not have known when to go outside and when to go inside unless the 6'7" mayor who's done a terrible job, was able to tell me that. A lot of people are protesting around the country and around the world. Other people are saying, I'm going to wait until we get this thing under control. Where do you stand? We'll talk about all that and so much more, as well as the China threat. Clearly, this administration, as they put the Secretary of State out yesterday, is taking off the gloves when it comes to China. If now's the right time, I say yes, but we need to be on the same page. Let's get to the...
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I get the economic shift. Everybody gets it. Everybody feels it.
You want to go to work?
Go take a job. So now you can go to work, and you can be an essential worker, and you're not going to kill anyone.
Right. Governor Cuomo, we used to love. Protests grow across the country as unrest bubbles up from state to state, as anxious citizens want to get back to where freedom back is. A study says most still want to stay home. Where do you stand?
Number 10.
Certainly be in favor of allowing states to use the bankruptcy route. We're going to push the pause button here because the whole business of additional assistance for state and local governments needs to be thoroughly evaluated.
There you go. Mitch McConnell, 5, might be the last rescue to come our way. Mammoth unsustainable debt has Mitch McConnell telling states, hey, bankruptcy.
Number 1.
I told you, Brian Kemp, that I did strongly with his decision to open certain facilities, violation of the Phase 1 guidelines. At the same time, do what he thinks is right.
There you go. That was really coming by surprise yesterday. OPEC takes the lead, and President Trump is among those who cautioned the governor you might be going too fast with the wrong business. Update you on the state of the coronavirus and the big fight to stop it.
And now, in Comey's back, Mistress of the Receptive Voice, the King, all that, and so much more.
You have misplayed this, because okay. We had a wonderful little thing going here.
Yep.
Chris Wallace.
Again, I just want to begin by saying you have completely misrepresented. I didn't say those things about myself. That's my disclaimer. One of the things that I think viewers count on us for is that when they're breaking loose in the world, we talk about something else. So I have to interview about something completely irrelevant and only of importance to you and me. Okay?
Yep.
So how many books have you written?
6.
You don't remember? My gosh, that's pretty impressive. So here's the deal.
Go ahead.
You have a very distinctive voice when your books, of your books. Do you read?
Yeah.
I am now in audio book hell because, as we know, I've written a book called Countdown 1945, The 116 Days That Changed the World, which is dropping. It's being published June 9th. And it's all about Truman and the dropping of the bomb. It's 300 pages long. And I am being, I wrote the book. Now I got to read it out. That is really hard.
Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds weird to people out there. And what's the big deal reading a book? You can't make even the smallest mistake. Now, I've never even heard prompter. Seriously, you're one of the best. And a voiceover in the Michael that aired on Sunday in part one of The Last Dance. I guess you were doing Michael Jordan story. But, so... I can't picture you struggling. My image of you, in all candor, is not even taking a breath, just going. But you
can I just say more wrong?
Yes.
You stumble on a word, and then we're talking about reading pages. I don't know how many tens. I think it's like 100,000 words. And it's something you've written. Start to stumble on it, and then you stumble on it a second or third time, and suddenly it's a different language. And you just have to up and get yourself together slow. And start reading again. I know for real people in real jobs, I got to talk, which is all that you and I get paid for doing. But I will tell you, it's hard and it's kind of, I don't know, I probably should have stopped a while ago.
What happens with me is I get conversational. So you read everything, you got to get verbatim, right? So I know what's next. And I'll read it, and they'll go, excuse me, it's there, it's not that, it's were, it's not there. I'm like, okay, but we know the premise. Now that my job is to get this book out verbatim. So it's a very interesting thing. Every time when I'm done, I go, I'm not going to do this next time. But I really feel as though you got to take ownership of it. The other problem is I did George Washington way too fast. And everyone told me, hey, I got the audiobook, slow down. So the next two, I tried to slow down, and when I slow down, I think too much. So that's our small little problem. But it's a fun, because you're in the last lap when you're doing the audiobook. So I always kind of like it as well as not like it.
I will say a couple of things to what you just said. One, you're exactly right. I mean, you're sitting there and you say that instead of the, and then he corrects you and you're like, I wrote the damn book. Who cares? They're not going to be reading it along. But no, you have to change and go back. And the other thing that's the worst, and I'll bet you've had this too, because, you know, when you write for TV, you tend to write short, declarative sentences. And when you're writing a book, sometimes there are clauses and it gets long. So you're through a complicated sentence and you're actually thinking in your head, oh, God, just get me to the period. Just get me to the period. And then you mess up.
I know.
And you've got to start the sentence all over again and you're just kicking yourself.
I know. And the good news is you don't have to go back to how they just stop and pick it up right at the word. They got this kind of different process. But Chris, just getting back to – so that's kind of cool. I look forward to June 9th. I know it's going to be great. Hopefully things will subside. You can talk about it. I got a paperback coming out in 2 weeks. I don't know how I'm going to weave that in, but I'll mention it while trying to be –
I was going to say, you'll find a way, Brian.
Tom Holman has a book out now. I feel terrible. It's a great book. But it's, you know, besides, he's used as an expert. You know, we haven't been able to do a feature. So I guess the same thing with Nicole Sapphire. We use her all the time. We can't really delve into her book yet. But no one ever predicted this. So it's interesting in the spring. So it's going to be, hopefully things will calm down soon. Do you have a special with it?
Well, we'll see. We're supposed to have a documentary that's going to run on Fox and then Fox Nation. And we've already done a lot of filming before all of this came down. But, yeah, I think we will. And what was particularly interesting, I was just thinking about it, because so many of the people in the book, obviously, it's the 75th anniversary of the dropping the bomb on Hiroshima, are dead and have died a long time ago. One of the two people in the book who's still alive is a little girl, now she's an old woman, who was at Ground Zero in Hiroshima, Hideko Tomura, on that day, and in fact lost her mother and other members of her family. But she's now 86 years old, and she, was there. And I even went with her in the documentary. We went to the Air and Space Museum, the annex out of Dulles Airport, where the Enola Gay, the plane that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, is. And it's very dramatic, bringing her, she wanted to do it, it was her idea, to the Enola Gay to look at the plane that destroyed her city.
Wow, that's going to be awesome. I love that stuff. I always watch, I have the Heroes Network, the American Heroes channel, and I always watch that all the time. And I think 50% of the programming is World War II and about that. So I can't get enough of it. It was the first war we really filmed in detail. I guess the first photograph war was Civil War. But this is the one that's you could actually tell the story because people were filming it. But just so it's going to be great. I look forward to that on June 9th. Just going back to your interview last week with the speaker, Nancy Pelosi. She's still in the news. The deal's going to get signed today, we think, and passed today. To have a 3.5, they call it, Rescue 3.5. She got a whole bunch of things put in the bill. It's not so much they are bad things, but they weren't in dire need like the Paycheck Protection Program. She took full credit for it yesterday. Let's go to her soundbite.
So in terms of holding up the works, they were the ones who held up the works for a package that is more effective, fairer, and the rest. As we go forward, and I don't, you know, they like to say, oh, we held up. No, we didn't hold up. They held up, and now we have prevailed. This is a real victory.
That's 100% inaccurate. They wanted to just fix this one portion of three of the third rescue plan, and she held it up.
Well, I mean, look, regardless of whether you agree with her or don't agree with her, she does, you know, the House is equal to the Senate. And just the fact that the Senate says, well, we're going to pass this bill with $250 billion for the PPP program, the House gets a say, too. And frankly, she would need support of Democrats to pass it. And, you know, I know initially she tried to get a bunch of other stuff in there, like mail-in voting, which I think was totally inappropriate. But they did take that out. And so the money that's in there, the extra money, is like for hospitals, and first responders and more. I think it's $25 billion more for testing and more for, you know, PPP. You can't object to that. I heard the clip you had earlier of Mitch McConnell saying, look, we got to think long and hard before we start bailing out states. And I think he's got a point about that. That isn't in this bill. This would be in the next bill because, you know, the fact is some of these states were already in financial trouble before the virus, and you're basically saying to people in a state that runs on a very tight budget, I don't know, let's say Ohio, you're saying, hey, you need to finance, and taxpayers in your state need to pay to bail out states that maybe didn't have such tight finances like New York and California. And you know, that does raise a legitimate question of fairness and why people in one part of the country should have to bail out people in another part of the country, which may have had financial problems long before we were in this fix with the virus. So I think that's a legitimate issue, and I think there's going to be a real fight, and we may not see a coronavirus Bill 4 for quite some time.
Yeah, you saw Senator Murphy get really emotional about that, but they all are high-tax states where people are leaving in droves. The numbers don't lie. California, New Jersey, and New York, people are just leaving. It's too expensive, the ones that have that choice. I want to bring you to a cut that fundamentally divides unabashedly how I feel and view this country. I want to see how you feel. Here is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez telling us what we should do when we have the option of going back to work. Cut 39.
When we talk about this idea of reopening society, you know, only in America does the president, when the president tweets about liberation, does he mean go back to work. When we, you know, have this discussion about going back or reopening, I think a lot of people should just say, no, we're not going back to that. We're not going back to working 70-hour weeks just so that we could put food on the table and not even feel any sort of semblance of security in our lives.
The goal is not to work 70 hours a week, it's to work whatever it takes to be successful, have a career, and provide for you and your family. And I think that she believes the government owes you a living with the automatic income she proposed in the new Green Deal. And this is where she unabashedly says that. I give her credit. This is where you see a definite dissemination. It's black and white. It's what it takes to be an American and why you're here as opposed to what you expect. Chris, I don't know if you could how you feel about that.
I hesitate very much to say this. And I don't know in the history of the time that I've been on the Brian Kilmeade show. I remember when it used to be called Kilmeade and Friends, but now, of course, it isn't anymore because it's all about you. I agree with you. I think, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. You know, you can argue about how early we should get back to work and, you know, from a safety point of view. But I think to start talking about an economic revolution and that when businesses are going bankrupt and now, what, I think 26 million people have filed for unemployment in the last 5 weeks, that people should hold out and not go back to work who don't have any money because they want to get better work conditions and you know, as I say, have a complete restructuring of the economy. Good luck with that. You know, I think some of the points she makes about the economy are legitimate, but I don't know that this is the right time to be making them. And you know, we need to just get ourselves back on our feet. We don't need to be starting to rediscover how this economy works.
Chris Wallace, I look forward to watching you on Fox News Sunday and your book to come out June 9th.
Best of luck reading it out loud. Let me say, after this, I go back now to 4 hours of reading. And for anybody out there who's going, oh, poor kid, that he has to sit there and read, I just would ask you, since you're sitting at home, folks, just go to the wall and just take out a book and read 20 pages and tell me how much fun that is.
Try to do it perfect. That's the key. Chris, thanks so much. Best of luck. It's going to be great. when we come back, you got it. When you come back, we're going to take some calls. 1-866-408-7669.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people?
people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Navigating the stock market can be pretty scary when you retire. Some investors choose annuities, which seem to take the risk out of investing. But Fisher Investments says, watch out. Annuities don't always provide the safety they promise. You can't take a chance. If you have $500,000 or more, call 1-800-886-3311 for Fisher's free guide, Annuity Insights. It answers the annuity questions you should ask. 1-800-886-3311.
For 95 years, Saia LTL Freight has hit the road to deliver the goods that keep businesses and communities moving. Now, in this uncertain time, we won't stop going that extra mile, because at the end of the day, we're all in this together for the long haul. Saia LTL Freight, driving stability, safety, support, and strength. Visit Saia.com. That's SAIA.com.
This is Fox on Justice. Ashton Scott and Amanda Sears worked at Hooters restaurants in Florida, and then they didn't. Scott, Sears, and nearly 700 others were suddenly fired by the restaurant chain late last month, among the millions of economic victims of the coronavirus outbreak. But Scott and Sears are suing, and they say they have federal law on their side. It's called the WARN Act, Workers Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. It requires larger companies, 100 workers or more, to give 60 days notice of a mass firing or a plant closing. Their lawsuit claims they were not given that notice. Hooters said it had no choice but to cut staff because of the pandemic. And there's an exception to the WARN Act that if the company can prove the mass layoffs were caused by a natural disaster or unforeseen business circumstances, then the 60-day notification isn't required. On Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with a Fox Profile. Celebrities are helping with COVID-19 relief through generous donations and televised fundraisers and creative, interactive ways of raising money.
What's up, everyone? It's Michael Rubin here.
Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin launched the All In Challenge. 100% of profits go to organizations providing food to those in need. They've raised more than $13 million of a $100 million goal. Entertainers and athletes auction one-of-a-kind experiences and pass along the challenge. Kevin Hart offered a speaking role in his next film. Justin Bieber will sing at someone's house. And there's a game day experience with Tom Brady.
Just go to this URL. It's a URL. Nobody calls it a whip. Sorry.
Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman even put their feud aside to sell lemonade.
And 100% of the profits will go to charity.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis just launched quarantine wine for charities, including those feeding families and supplying PPE to medical workers. Just some of many innovative efforts as ways to help and connect right now. Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, coming up next, I got Joel Peterson on. He is going to be Joel Peterson was the CEO of JetBlue. He's got his book out. I can't wait to talk to him about the airline industry. Here's some of the emails I got, and I think you're backing me up on this. This is from Al. Al says, I live in Michigan. I want to go back to work, not because I want to save my dignity, like one of your guests said. I want to retire someday, and I'm using up my resources. I am digging into my retirement funds. If I keep this up for another 2 months, I'll have to work until I'm 75 years old to live comfortably. The hell with dignity. I want to stay home on my terms, not what some petty, vindictive politician thinks I should. Have a good day. P.S. Gretchen's 60% approval is only in her mind. Only out of the 50, 60 people I know, only about five like her. Let's go out to Joe, listen on WRCN in Long Island. Hey, Joe.
Brian, good morning. Listen, Brian, I've had enough of King Cuomo. It's clear he's auditioning for president. And there's an old saying, a leopard doesn't change its spots. These Democrats, they're going to do a bait and switch. Because let's face it, Biden, the man has got scrambled eggs. They cannot nominate him. Cuomo was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He doesn't know suffering. We were booming out here on Long Island. We were ordered to stand down by an executive order for the country, for the safety. He's never worried about paying employees. Now, the country needs to know who Governor Cuomo is. He's a guy, he's worked for the government his entire career. He's a guy who called law enforcement, ICE, thugs. Let's tell the country who he is. His reckless rhetoric got cops killed. He let cop killers out of jail. He passed the infanticide bill, made New York State sanctuary state. He gave money to illegals, driver's license to illegals. There's a mass exodus in New York, and this guy's going to turn on Trump, Brian.
I agree. He wants to run in 2024, though. I think this is Biden's nomination, and I think the best thing to happen to him is for Biden to run and lose. Because then Trump won't be there in his way, and he'll have a chance to dominate the stage. But keep in mind, Governor Christie was once red hot, waited, and never was again.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Vivica A. Fox.
Last toast.
It's the end of the Empire era, and Vivica A. Fox has been on the show since season 2, starring as Cookie's sister Candace. Production was shut down due to the coronavirus pandemic before they filmed the finale.
Attack on one is an attack on all.
Playtime is over, Cookie. Girl, back!
Vivica hopes they'll get to share more of this story.
Fingers crossed. It's very hard to say goodbye to the show that was just groundbreaking, that did things that no television show, especially starring African Americans, had ever done before. So it's going to be hard to say goodbye to Lucius and Cookie and the Lion Dane that every week just brought you a show that was sexy, that made you go, oh, you know, and it's going to be hard to say goodbye to that. So I'd love to do either a 2-hour finale movie or something.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
As the nation's doctor, I often get asked, what should I do if I think I might have coronavirus?
People who are sick should stay home. You don't go to an emergency room. You don't go to a clinic. Get on the phone and you ask for advice and instructions from your physician.
We don't want you to go into the ER or the doctor's office without talking to them first, because you might spread coronavirus to someone else. Please visit coronavirus.gov for more information.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
Doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Dade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A grocery store cashier in Tennessee that helped a senior shopper makes today's Dean's List. 17-year-old Elizabeth Taylor had just finished ringing up a man named Lane McKeel when he realized he was $33 short of his $173 bill. Mr. McKeel hadn't been able to get out of his house very much since the start of the coronavirus outbreak. In fact, he had just picked up his disability payment. When he decided to go in and get some food and supplies, he let Elizabeth know he didn't have the money on him and was about to put some of his items back on the shelf. But she insisted she wanted to pay for all of his groceries. When asked about what inspired her to show such kindness towards a stranger, Elizabeth simply shrugged and said, "We've seen a lot of older people, and they're trying to buy groceries. I just try to give back when I can." Mr. McKeel says he was extremely touched by the gesture, calling her an angel and the light of his day. Thank you, Elizabeth, for showing kindness in this trying time. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Let's do the small businesses because it's ready to go now, and let's work on the next 7 days and get to the hospitals. You don't have to pair these things up. Everyone's for both these things. But one of them was ready to go right away, and one of them was not. This was held up for one simple reason. They wanted a hostage that they could use as leverage to negotiate on the topics that they wanted, when in fact we could have done these things and we could have done them separately and they both would have gotten done.
And with that school of thought, a man who is most responsible for the PPP program, focusing on small business, Marco Rubio said, "I got the money, but we didn't have to go through all this, and it could have been done 10 days earlier." So $484 billion phase, so-called phase 3.5 of the coronavirus rescue plan is set to be voted on the House on Thursday, maybe remotely. Joining us now is Democratic Senator Chris Coons. Senator, first off, on the vote, do you feel it was a good vote? Do you feel good about the $500 billion?
Brian, I'm relieved that we have again unanimously passed a significant relief package for Americans, for small businesses, for nonprofits, and for hospitals. There was a significant disagreement between the parties about the urgency of adding relief to states and local governments. That did not end up in this bill. I frankly don't understand why we couldn't have done both, but at the end of the day, what matters today is that for thousands and thousands of small businesses that are already in the queue waiting for their PPP loan from the SBA that can become a grant, there's another significant slug of about $250 billion in the pipeline for that purpose, and we added an additional $60 billion that's going to go through community-based lenders, credit unions, community banks, CDFIs. I heard from lots of small businesses sole proprietors, very small businesses, small nonprofits, that they simply were not able to get in line
because
they didn't have an existing banking relationship. So I'm pleased that we got that done. Senator Rubio, as you know, is the chair of the Small Business Committee, on which I also serve, and I'm the ranking Democrat on the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds the SBA. I do think overall this was a good step forward. We're going to run out of this money in a couple more weeks. I think the economic pain across our whole country is very deep and very sharp, and we need to be working together right now on what the next bill is going to be and how it's going to help get people rehired, retrained, skilled, and back to work. And, Brian, a key piece of that is having testing. So the bill that just passed the Senate has $25 billion to help increase testing and contact tracing. I think if we can get states really moving in coordination with the federal government on contact tracing and testing, then we can safely reopen more quickly.
I'll just review it. The $60 billion for disaster relief loans, that's what you're talking about, would go to the nonprofits and the sole proprietor?
There's two different pieces here. There's $50 billion that is a new backstop for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, or the EIDL program. That'll leverage $300 billion in loans. These are loans that don't become grants. They're low-interest, long-term loans. The $60 billion I was talking about is an additional amount of money for the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, but it will be lent by small lenders. So your Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, they're going to be lending a lot of the next round of $250 billion. But your smallest community banks, they've now got a dedicated funding stream so that their customers don't leave them and go to the biggest banks fearing that they're going to be left at the end of the line. I've heard from small business owners up and down the state of Delaware that they've got existing relationships with small town banks. That's who they want to get this loan through. Getting RSBA office that's been very responsive, connecting to those small lenders,
right,
connecting to those small businesses. That's our next step, and I'm excited about getting that done.
Well, yeah, I hear that too. Also, the 75-25 is an issue. I know, as much as I love employees, I also like employers. And they said if I have to give 75% of my money to payroll, I can't keep the lights on. I can't pay the lease. So, and that's just not the way their business plan broke down. So, especially these gyms, they don't put 75% of their money into payroll. So hopefully there's flexibility there, because there's a lot of hesitation about piling on more debt in this shutdown. But in terms of the Rescue 4, listen to what Mitch McConnell said yesterday, cut 28.
But I think the American people are the ones who won. And I think it's also time to begin to think about the amount of debt that we're adding to our country and the future impact of that. Until we can begin to open up the economy, we can't spend enough money to solve the problem.
So there's a hesitancy on Rescue 4, but that's a solid school of thought. I mean, if we just keep printing money when we finally can get our economy going, are we ever going to be able to get out of this debt? It's going to be paralyzing.
We do have a record amount of debt, and we need to be concerned about just how much we are appropriating for public health, for states, for businesses. But frankly, this is a crisis that is at the same time a public health challenge and an economic challenge. And you've seen these bills move through the Senate unanimously, at least so far, because all of us are hearing from our communities not just anxiety, but grave concern. I think we are going to see record unemployment and record business failures in our lifetimes out of this, and the combination of the economic challenge here in the United States and globally is going to make this a hard recovery. I agree that we need to be mindful of the amount of debt we are putting on our kids and on our future. But the only way we end up repaying that debt is by getting our economy back to vibrancy. And all of our states and local governments have balanced budget requirements that within a few weeks, depending on the cycle, here in Delaware it's June 30 by Constitution, they're going to start laying off the teachers, the police officers, the paramedics, the nurses and doctors in public hospitals. So continuing to provide a backstop so that small businesses can get reopened, large businesses don't fail, and government services can continue, I think is worth our doing. I think ultimately you'll see both McConnell and Pelosi supporting a next round of relief. The key question, Brian, is how much longer is this going to go on? The CDC director is quoted this morning in a newspaper, a major national newspaper, saying he is really concerned about a second round in the fall. That's partly why I'm talking to secretaries of state, both Democrats and Republicans, about making sure that we can safely vote in November and that we can have some clarity about plans for schools, for colleges, for businesses in the fall.
So, yeah, I know that, that's one of your things, that you think we should be able to vote by mail. And my worry is on the top of the, on the voting by mail is, number one, when you have these people, I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans, but there was this talk in California of people going around picking up all these votes for people, their letters, their ballots, and dropping them off. That bothers me fundamentally. Number two is, if Chris Coons is sitting at his family house and you want to vote for Joe Biden and everyone else in your family said, hey, you know, Chris, you better not vote for Biden. You better vote for Trump. Are you going to feel pressure to change your ballot as opposed to closing that curtain behind you? And that changes the complexion of voting in America, don't you think?
Brian, the sanctity of being able to vote privately, secretly, without pressure by family or employers or others is a key part of voting in America. I agree with you. And my strong preference would be for people to be able to vote safely. But I think we also have to recognize in the election that just happened in Wisconsin, you had thousands of people who are older, who are vulnerable, who are immunocompromised because they're cancer patients or they have an existing condition, who were forced to make a hard choice between, you know, putting on their mask and gloves and going and standing in line for hours to exercise their right to vote or staying home and protecting themselves. I think we should let people choose. There are ways by signature confirmation and by ballot tracking that we can do vote by mail and eliminate fraud challenges. Right now, all American troops who are deployed overseas vote by mail. Several hundred thousand Americans who are in our military or in our diplomatic or development corps vote in every election from overseas. And President Trump, I'm told by press accounts, has requested an absentee ballot. If it's good enough for our troops and our president, it seems to me we should give people the option. I am not, Brian, advocating mandatory vote by mail. I'm just saying that there are several dozen states where you can't do it without going to a notary and presenting your ID and going and getting several signatures. We should allow you to do no-fault absentee voting during a pandemic, during a health crisis.
Gotcha. And Senator, last quick, how close is Delaware to opening up? When's going to be the first loosening of the lockdown?
Well, our governor, John Carney, made hard decisions early, and so we right now are about at the peak of our projected curve. We have close to 3,000 cases in Delaware. It's a small state. It's fewer than a million people. We've got capacity in our hospitals. There is general confidence that we will get through this. I think the governor will make another decision in 2 weeks if the numbers go down. I would expect to begin to see some opening in a month, but that really is the governor's decision based on the input he's getting from our Department of Public Health and the CDC.
Wow. A month. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? That'll be the end of May for Delaware.
And, Brian, if I could, one of the things I'm really trying to do is to help our state and Department of Public Health stand up a group of people to do contact tracing and testing quickly. I'm looking to our national service program, AmeriCorps, which gives people a wage and an education award for doing national service as a way to get those 200 people up and running quickly to help us. The faster we can do contact tracing and testing, the faster we can safely open.
Senator Chris Coons, thanks so much. Always great to talk to you.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate being up.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. We come back. A little break from all this. The Last Dance. It's going to be a 10-part series on Michael Jordan, the rise of Jordan and where he is in that final season. Nobody knows it better than David Falk, his long-term agent. He's going to be joining us next.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Please listen. This is important. Anyone can be affected by the prescription opioid crisis. If you think you've been hurt by Purdue or its prescription opioids like OxyContin, you may be entitled to compensation as part of Purdue's bankruptcy, but you have to file a claim. Claims may include overdose, death, substance use disorder, lost wages, and neonatal abstinence syndrome. A confidential claim can be filed by individuals, a legal guardian, by survivors or relatives of people who have died or are disabled. The deadline to file a claim is June 30th, 2020, or you will lose your right to file a claim. For more information, visit PurduePharmaClaims.com, or you can call toll-free 1-844-217-0912. That's 1-844-217-0912. Paid for by Prime Clerk, LLC.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. You've worked hard building up your retirement nest egg, but will it provide the income you need to have a comfortable retirement? Do you have the right investment mix? Stocks, bonds, cash? What about annuities or real estate? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher Investments' free guide, The Definitive Guide to Retirement Income. Call Fisher at 1-800-885-8899. That's 1-800-885-8899.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is Fox on Justice. As Italy begins to emerge from the worst of its deadly encounter with the coronavirus, questions are being asked. Were health officials negligent in their response to the outbreak? More than 25,000 people have died in Italy. An official investigation is looking into how one hospital in the Lombardy region responded when the virus first hit. It's alleged hospital officials did not realize they were dealing with the coronavirus and failed to stop it from spreading outside the hospital, especially into nursing homes and elder residences where many people were mistakenly told it was the flu. Luca Fusco, whose father died of COVID-19, launched a Facebook group, We Will Report. More than 45,000 people have joined. Fusco says he's not targeting health care workers, many of whom were victims themselves, but rather regional health officials who set policy. The Facebook page says whoever turned their head will have to pay. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
House call for help. You have chest pains. Could it be a heart attack? If this was a normal time, most people would immediately get themselves to an emergency room to be checked out. But this isn't a normal time. And at hospitals in many COVID-19 hotspots, from New York to Spain to China, doctors are wondering, where are the heart attack patients? Apparently, in many cases, they're not coming to the hospital out of fear being exposed to the coronavirus. Decreases are also reported in patients needing treatment for stroke and appendicitis. A doctor in South Carolina tells the Washington Post he did major surgery on a man who had tried for several days to ride out his appendix pain at home. There are no studies on this yet, but some doctors worry there are people dying at home of treatable heart attacks and other ailments because they're afraid to come in for help. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
We'll be right back.
his mouth
to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I mean, at that point, Michael Jordan's already the ultimate sports alpha male. I mean, the only comparisons that I can recall being apt were to Babe Ruth and Muhammad Ali. That's it. That's the list. There's nobody else on it.
And that is Michael Wilbon, knows something about sports, very respected now in ESPN, who saw Jordan up close. And I agree with that list. Who should be number one is ripe for debate. Part one and two aired on Sunday. It's called The Last Dance. It's really a look at Michael Jordan's remarkable run, like no other I've witnessed in my lifetime. A man that was there every step of the way and actually blazed that path with him is David Falk. For 40 years, he's been one of the world's premier sports agents, kind of revolutionized sports in many ways. And he's actually from my neighboring town. I'm in Massapequa, Long Island. He's almost as nice, Seaford, New York. And we have another connection, David Falk. My son graduated from the Falk School at Sports Illustrated at Syracuse University of Sports Management. And David, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. I'd love to visit with a fellow Long Islander. I know a lot of great people from Massapequa. My friend Billy Baldwin, Jerry Seinfeld, Steve Guttenberg. It's like a hotbed of famous people.
Yeah, and of course all the Baldingers, all three brothers play in the NFL. Brian Setzer. David, first off, what'd you think of I guess you saw the whole series, but what'd you think of part one and two of The Last Dance?
First of all, the guy who produced the show, Michael Tolan, is a very good friend of mine. We worked together over many years. Very, very talented man. He produced Arliss. He produced Varsity Blues, a ton of stuff. And they did a phenomenal job. This was a production that literally has been like 30-plus years in the making. David Stern and I talked about doing this like in the 90s because of all the footage they had. And Michael finally relented recently to do it. I thought it was really well done. And it gives fans a very, very inside view on what made Michael so great, which is the psychological, mental approach to the game.
When did you realize that you had more than just a perennial all-star as a client?
Well, you know, there were a few early warning signs, if I could give that expression. Right after he came back from the Olympics in 1984, I went down to Chapel Hill to visit with him and his parents, James and Dolores, and present my first ever marketing plan for him. And after the meeting was over, Michael went to Woolen Gym at UNC, and he played in a pickup game with James Worthy, Walter Davis, who was his idol, Dudley Bradley. There was like Michael O'Korn, there probably like 12 first-round NBA pros in the game. And if you didn't know who anyone was, you would have thought that it was like Kobe Bryant playing against junior high guys. He just dominated the game, and I was astounded because you'd never seen that before. You know, the perennial joke from the Carolina program was that the only person who ever held Michael under 20 points a game was Dean Smith. And so to watch him, that was my first glimmer. Obviously, the Olympics, he dominated the Olympics. That was another. And it's just, you know, you knew he was talented. You knew he was very exciting. But he had really been held under wraps at Carolina because of the nature of the way they ran the program. It was a team-oriented program. And never forget that when he hit the winning shot in New Orleans in 1982 to beat Georgetown, in that game was James Worthy, who was the MVP of the NCAA tournament and the number one pick in the draft, and Brad Daugherty, who'd be the number one pick in the draft 2 years after Michael, plus Sam Perkins, who was number four. So it wasn't like he was the only good player on that team. Worthy became a top 50 player of all time. But when he left Carolina, he just dominated. It was sort of like someone taking the handcuffs off.
You notice someone who tells like the biggest star the truth. What was your key role with Jordan? Looking back of your 40-year career and all with him, what was the moment where you think you impacted the most in who he became?
You know, we talked about this literally last week. We had a very long conversation. And, you know, if you asked people, fans of basketball, what would be the greatest compliment that you could make to David about his work for Michael. Most people say he invented Air Jordan. He made him a lot of money. He broke all the boundaries. I mean, he did Space Jam. And none of those would ring true to either of us. The best compliment he ever paid me was in a documentary actually ESPN did on me about 3 years ago. And he's the first guy on in a cast of megastars from the NBA. Michael's in the movie. Patrick Ewing's in the movie. John Thompson, Coach K, David Stern, my idol, Jerry West. And the very first thing Michael said was, David taught me the business.
Wow. David Falk, thanks so much. I'd like to talk to you along the way as we get more of a glimpse of what Michael Jordan, the most popular athlete in the world even today. Thanks so much. Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade, Joe.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Recent satellite photos show a train probably belonging to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un parked at his compound on the country's east coast amid mounting speculation about Kim's health. The satellite photos released by 38 North, a website specializing in North Korea studies, don't necessarily mean Kim has no health problems, but there have been growing unconfirmed reports in media, reports and rumors since Kim missed an April 15th commemoration of the birthday of his grandfather, North Korea's founder. The Supreme Court denies a request to block the Trump administration's public charge rule during the coronavirus pandemic.
A group of state attorneys general had asked the court to issue an injunction against the rule, which links the migrant's eligibility for legal status with the likelihood that he or she will rely on public assistance. The court decision earlier this year allowed the rule to go into effect, but the group of state officials, led by Democrat New York Attorney General Letitia James, had asked the justices to revisit the decision in light of the ongoing pandemic. The court did not publish an opinion on its decision not to grant the request, nor did it publish a vote tally for the move. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Senator John Thune says the nearly $500 billion in coronavirus relief aid signed Friday by President Trump could have been a done deal sooner had it not been for a needless two-week delay.
Thune says when it comes to funding bills, there's one thing you can count on.
As soon as Speaker Pelosi and Schumer get into the equation, things get drug out, the price goes up.
Thune accusing Democrats of hijacking the process for the PPP funds.
Get a whole list of other things that they want to get done.
Democrats say their demands made the bill more fair on behalf of women and minorities and small lending institutions. Bob Agnew reporting.
Thune was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. A 36-year-old Texas man has been sentenced to 18 months in federal prison for threatening to assassinate President Trump. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Australians and New Zealanders commemorated their National Remembrance Day from home.
Traditional crowds at dawn services for the Anzac Day Memorial holiday in Australia have been replaced with candle-lit vigils in driveways. Restrictions on crowds due to the coronavirus pandemic mean the usual packed events held across the country were cancelled. In New Zealand, where even tighter crowd restrictions are in place, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern held the dawn ceremony on the driveway of Premier House, the leader's official residence. The holiday marks the anniversary of Australian and New Zealand soldiers known as Anzacs landing on the Gallipoli Peninsula in 1915. I'm Sarah Bassett.
AAA showing the recent survey of gas prices, the average for a gallon of gas around the country, $1.78, the lowest in Wisconsin at $1.19, the highest in California at $2.76. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal judge Friday cleared a planned pilot program by the Baltimore Police Department to consistently surveil the city for 6 months using cameras attached to airplanes.
U.S. District Judge Richard Bennett in Baltimore ruled against a grassroots think tank and area activist who asked him to keep the program from taking off, arguing that it violates their First and Fourth Amendment rights. The department now expects the first flight to take place next week under the six-month pilot program. Up to three planes equipped with cameras will gather images of the city at a rate of one per second to help police investigate murders, non-fatal shootings, armed robberies, and carjackings. Patrick Foss reporting.
Netflix picked up nearly 16 million global subscribers during the first 3 months of the year. That's helping cement its status as one of the world's most essential services in times of isolation or crises. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
This ad is not from Hodder FHA and was not approved by Hodder or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. It's going to be a big hour. Geraldo is scrambling to get ready. And Senator John Kennedy, we always love talking to him. He can turn a phrase like nobody else. Member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Budget Appropriations Committee. He's concerned, like all of us, for writing checks on for money we don't have. It's huge into our overdraft account on the government. We're in a crisis pandemic. Things should be done. We'll talk about that because there's a big push now to get another rescue package out there. We'll discuss that. Mayor de Blasio talking right now about New York. My fear is he's going to extend this thing to June 1st. When I say extend this thing, that means keep business shut down. A lot of advances on the medical side. We'll discuss it. We're also going to discuss the opening of America one more time as more and more countries, including Italy, are talking about steps to reopening again. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. And what does the distinguished leader on the Senate side, Mr. McConnell, say? I'm not doing any more bills. I think the state should go bankrupt. Oh, really? What made you think that was a good idea?
Gloves are off. After passing a $2.4 trillion aid package, Republicans indicate they're turning off the faucet. The state-by-state pushback and what Democrats are determined to do, here's a hint. Spend, spend, spend.
Number two.
We have authorized two clinical trials for vaccines. One is already going and has been for the last month. And that's really good news because this virus was only really identified back in January. So really lightning speed for getting this forward.
Making gains on the medical front, the latest on the vaccines and natural virus killer. It's now called heat and the sun.
Number one.
At the present moment, 16 states have released formal reopening plans. States are beginning to make those plans. And we're encouraged to see so many states embracing the phased approach.
Yeah, well, we set up phases. Mike Pence talking about it, opening up and pushing back. 16 states making moves to go back to work. And Americans are pushing back around the country against ridiculous restrictions on life and liberty, like no surfing or paddleboarding in the ocean, or sunbathing, or walking with a trail by yourself in the outdoors. That's why people even in San Diego are protesting. That's why they're going in front of the governor of Michigan's house, because she's not letting you buy seed or house supplies and making you stay at home. Way over the top. So let's bring in Geraldo Rivera, who's never over the top. He's always even-keeled and never gets angry. Fox News correspondent at large, author of The Geraldo Show. Geraldo, I know you have a big interview today with the vice president, and that we just rolled in a sound of him. What did he tell you?
He just told me, Brian, that he expects that by Memorial Day weekend, the coronavirus pandemic will, quote, largely be behind us, and that he anticipates that by that weekend, and certainly into the first week or two of June, a reopening, generally speaking, of the country, with the exception of certain really virulent hotspots, maybe like the Bronx and Queens in New York, for example.
Yeah, here's Dr. Deborah Birx talking optimistically. Cut five.
We are starting to go down. We had a long flat peak, largely driven, of course, by New York, which is about 45% of the cases. New York goes down, so will the rest of the country have a decline even more accelerated.
So as we know, the ramifications of staying at home and not getting our economy going, I was really surprised the president is against what Brian Kemp is doing in Georgia. Opening up. He says, listen, open up the size places.
First of all.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, the president really, I don't think he likes Brian Kemp. They had a big fight. You remember our friend Doug Collins wanted the job of senator, retiring Georgia senator. We wanted Doug Collins to replace him. Instead, Brian Kemp picked the lady with the beautiful hair and the deep pockets who sold
Kelly Stauffer.
She sold all her stock after getting a briefing that the market was about to collapse. You know, the president never had Kelly. I think that Brian Kemp is way out of line in terms of the businesses, the types of businesses that he opened in a kind of a cavalier manner, tattoo parlors, beauty parlors. I believe there's definitely room for reopening. I think that the vice president is spot on when he says Memorial Day. Why Brian Kemp needed to jump the ball, not even waiting till May 1st. I think it's an insult to the president, and he deserved getting reamed by the president from the stage of the briefing yesterday, Brian.
You know what? I appreciate what you're saying. I think you're right, and I do care. So all these things we agree on. But I will, But I will say this, they spoke in the morning, so the president knew what he was going to do, double down the next day. I actually fully support him because most of the deaths were in Albany. Atlanta, if they have a problem, look, if I have a tattoo parlor or a hair salon, I'm getting the N95 mask. Sure, people feel comfortable. I'm letting males, they're wearing masks anyway there, and I'm letting people go and do these things. I'm not forcing them to do these things. And I like the fact that somebody said, why not Georgia? So I have no problem with it. I'm in the minority because Doug Collins is against it too. But I hope it works. And find it. South Carolina, Texas, Missouri, North Dakota, they're all doing the same 2 days difference.
So why don't they just hold the, keep their powder dry, respect the May 1st edict for the end of the beginning of phase one? Why can't they wait 1 week? Why do they have to, make a splash in the throw more likely on CNN some anti-Trump? I think it's ridiculous. Why don't you be respectful to the president? It's things are working out. It's one thing to go to Wendy's and get it at the takeout window. It's another thing to go and sprawl and demand to be served when you're scratching your armpit next to someone.
Restaurants aren't it. I'll give you an example. Governor Kevin Stitt got to Oklahoma. They're starting on Friday today. Personal care businesses can reopen. Sporting venues and gyms will reopen the following week. Be strict social distancing, just like in Georgia. Ours, however, will not be. Will still be closed. So in a couple of days. So someone's got to take the lead. Nothing else has happened in New York.
I have to voice my firm protest. How dare you allow bars and tattoo parlors to be open? What kind of science is that?
Very easy.
Sticking a needle in someone's arm, they're going to bleed at the bar the last time, unless there's a bottle and there's not any blood going to be drawn and you just sit 6 feet apart. I think that bars are safer than beauty parlors or tattoo parlors. But anyway, you could have waited a week out of respect to the president. Who's a member of his own party, who leads his own party. The president suddenly retweeted my tweet promoting my endorsing the vice president's call Memorial Day to be the beginning of the end of this closure.
Well, by the way, if you don't open up bars, no one's getting tattoos because everyone knows you need a few drinks before you go to the tattoo parlor. So it's going to just cancel each other out. I might have been so myself. Okay. All right. California Governor, this is going to be a tough one for me and you, but California Governor Newsom, he's been putting politics aside, so stepping up. He's talked millions of dollars and give it to illegal immigrants. This is money meant for American citizens. So in comes the political. Does it bother you?
It's true. It is a political agenda, and I think Democrats would be in a much stronger position if they had someone like Andrew Cuomo or Gavin Newsom heading up their ticket. Someone young and vibrant, reasonably competent as an executive of a big entity, in one case New York State, and then California, the law in many countries, and fifth in the world. I think that Gavin Newsom's done a great job. Specifically on illegal immigrants or undocumented immigrants, as I like to call them, Brian, you and I have had many, head-knocking sessions over how to care for or respond to immigrants. I think that immigrants who come here, however they got here, and pay their taxes to a numbered account, as millions of them do, so they don't get caught in income tax evasion. They do pay their income tax. They pay to a numbered account. They never get any Social Security benefits from that account. They are legal, though, in the sense that they are not committing tax evasion. They are paying their taxes. If you're paying your taxes to a numbered account, however anonymous it may be, in my view, you should qualify for all of the programs that people who file normal income tax returns are able to get.
All right, and the guy from Sudan who wants to come here, waiting for his green card to come here legally, they should be treated the same exact way as somebody who snuck in there at night and paid off somebody to escort him through the southern border. But here's what Governor Gav, this is what I fear. Here's what Governor Gavin Newsom said. Let's not mask his intentions. Cut 34.
I'm wondering if you see the potential, as some others in your party do, for a new progressive era, if you want to call it that, in national politics and policy.
Absolutely. We see this as an opportunity to reshape the way we do business and how we govern.
Game on.
Well, if California
just like
has open borders, California is going to get over the everyone is admiring the clean air and the no traffic. You know, if they have if California defies the president and any reasonable immigration policy and invites untold numbers of people to pour across the southern border or climb over the fence or tunnel under it or drive their boats around it or their drones over it, I think that he's going to face a rebellion among many Latinos who are legally resident of California, among other California residents. You can't just say in a state that's going to be you know, strapped financially in the embers of this epidemic, you just can't say, you know, the door's open, come one, come all. It's a policy that if the Democrats promote, will cause them to lose the election. Nobody is for open borders that has any sense at all.
So, Rallo, last thing, just put your analyst hat on for a second. We saw the Fox News poll that has the president trailing in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Florida. Right? Do you think right now, looking forward at November, do you think the president's in trouble?
The reason I say no, I mean, you never want to be trailing in a key poll, and Fox News is very scientific. If they tell you you're trailing, you are trailing. But I will say, Brian, that remember, right now, Donald Trump's been running against himself. Joe Biden has not been the candidate. Joe Biden's hunkered down in his basement bunker, is giving interviews once or twice and doing them disastrously. Trump doesn't have an opponent right now. It's the anti-Trump vote that's being manifested in these polls. And I submit to you, if indeed the vice president is right and the epidemic is largely behind us by Memorial Day weekend, by the June polls, you will see a much closer race. And as the summer tolls on and people, you know, get used to the new liberty of the post-epidemic life, I think that Donald Trump will ride that wave of relief and that this horrible plague is behind us to a big summer. And then, you know, if Joe Biden does not duck the debates, I think Trump will run circles around him. Godzilla will be on the stage. Joe Biden will not know what hit him. And I think that the president will be reelected. But, you know, it's never easy for a Republican. Republicans have, you know, structural reasons, you know, a lot more Democrats demographically in the country than there are Republicans. He's got to have a lot of things go right for him to be reelected. But I say, even though he's trailing right now, to summarize and to answer your question, I think that by a month or 6 weeks from now, certainly 2 months from now, you'll see Trump resurgent along with the stock market.
20 seconds. Would you join the administration if the president gets 4 more years?
Well, you know, I thought about it. I wouldn't want to go before a hostile Senate and they bring up my divorces or whatever. But, you know, I prefer my role as kind of an unofficial, just friend of the president. Have dinner with him once in a while and just shoot the shoot.
Right. Thanks for editing yourself. All right. Rallo, congratulations on the vice president interview.
It makes it
a ton of news as usual with everything you do. Rallo Rivera, have a great weekend.
Okay, bro. You too, bro.
Even though every day is the exact same. Back in a moment, 1-866-408-7669.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TGS with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try? try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org. Givewestwood.org.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Navigating the stock market can be pretty scary when you retire. Some investors choose annuities, which seem to take the risk out of investing. But Fisher Investments says, watch out. Annuities don't always provide the safety they promise. You can't take a chance. If you have $500,000 or more, call 1-800-886-3311 for Fisher's free guide, Annuity Insights. It answers the annuity questions you should ask. 1-800-886-3311.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, makes today's Dean's List for announcing he's donating $1 billion to COVID-19 response and relief efforts. The financial commitment represents 28% of Mr. Dorsey's net worth and will reportedly be funded by the entrepreneur's Square shares. Mr. Dorsey wrote in a Twitter post that he plans on selling his Square equity since he currently owns more shares in Square than Twitter. He hopes to reduce the impact of the donation by selling them over an extended period of time. The money will be distributed to various relief efforts through the Start Small Foundation, and Mr. Dorsey plans on offering full transparency of his donations by tracking them through a public Google document. Jack says he's doing this because the needs are increasingly urgent. I hope, he writes, this inspires others to do something similar. Thank you, Jack Dorsey. Your contribution is incredibly generous and much appreciated. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. People who track the coronavirus spread are trying to make sense of information from Los Angeles, where a new report finds the number of infected people could be sharply higher than test results and hospital rates are showing. If true, it means there could be tens of thousands of people who have the virus but have no symptoms. That's good news for those people, but it makes tracking the disease much more complicated, and it increases the risk that someone who has the virus but doesn't know it could give it to someone who might then become very sick. Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, was asked about this.
We don't know by looking at someone whether they have pre-existing conditions or not. And so all of us, as far as protecting others, must continue to do all of the recommendations.
For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
When it comes to fairness, New York State puts much more money into the federal pot than it takes out, okay? We put in to that federal pot $116 billion more than we take out, okay? His state, the state of Kentucky, takes out $148 billion more than they put in. Senator McConnell, who's getting bailed out here? It's your state that is living on the money that we generate.
That is Governor Cuomo going ahead and putting out some numbers in response to Mitch McConnell coming out saying, I don't think we're writing checks to states to pay off their bills. Because going into this pandemic, despite the fact that New York was thriving, they were at a $6 billion budget deficit. And if you can't, this governor has been there forever. He can't blame anybody else. It's all his spending and his increase in taxes. What they did is they put these millionaires' taxes in. They started taxing everything in terms of property. Schools were going down. People are leaving by droves. They're leaving Chicago. They're leaving California to go to Florida and Texas and Tennessee. And what McConnell is saying, yeah, we're a smaller state. But you can't expect us to bail you guys out, because if we bail you guys out, you're going to get the wrong message. We don't want you this opportunity. We want this crisis to go to waste if it comes to spending. But I do think some states are going to need some money and backing. But we just got to make sure it doesn't go to deficits. And when you see Gavin Newsom come out and says, hey, I'm going to take some of the money that I got from the government and I'm going to pay illegal immigrants, it makes you throw up your hands. A sanctuary state taking money and giving to people that don't belong here. Please, real quick, let's go out to Dawn. Listen on WDBO in Orlando. Dawn.
Hey, how are you, Brian?
Good, Dawn. What's on your mind, real quick?
Couple things. Well, one thing, main thing. The governor of Georgia, Kemp, he's responsible for his state. He's balancing his budget. As you pointed out, they don't do that so much. But if he does, as he has, that's his responsibility. If he disagrees with the president, it's okay.
I know. I don't think they hate each other. I think it would have been great if Governor Kemp put Todd Collins up there and not this this rich person who really has no experience in executing. Being bold, let him go. I'll have a quick reaction.
You feel time right now, especially in their practically. If you have some questions, you secure or the vehicle VAs. For more, visit VM/.
Takes you at the fight for a session. Turned, executed for.
Together.
Exactly. Is more than enough. Function.
I do.
People who are safe. Emergency room.
They show into the east without someone else. More information.
Of every American. Only a business bringing to click. Isn't to navigate the term. Make your next move free. Keep up every day. Turn you in Korean.
Virus still. You're at. Or if you have, like, heart disease, diabetes risk, frequently with soap, avoid touching up after being less if you arm lengths. Better still, if you're please away from an exposed provider before in critical coronavirus.
From the historic
no other affected how the game more than Babe Ruth of scrap run. Tis it 7 from the new baseball hall. It's still with
ambitious as soon as the 100 home year and I'm in Fun World Series. And next year, get ready to play in 20. And if I had 46 home runs, I'd have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it before your ears. Audio archives of Fox Off.
Giving you the business, I'm Linda Bell with the Fox Business Network. If you have them remotely, virus, Tom Miller, Searforce, suggests thinking through challenges before they arise. He says there's no such thing as over-communication.
When you have employees that are in an office and it becomes so easy just to pop your head into a cube or their office or running into them in the hall.
He says leaders should pay attention to what employees are not telling them.
Somebody who shows signs of depression or outward expressions of negativity, like harassment.
Whether it's a spouse that lost their job or a reduction in compensation, Miller says be on the lookout for signs of financial stress.
That creates a lot of risk for the individual. It creates risk for the organization.
Working remotely presents some risks, so don't forget to safeguard your technology.
That's somewhat blocking and tackling for organizations to be able to get all the appropriate cybersecurity in place.
Giving you the business, I'm Linda Bell, Fox News.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
given the unique burden on hospitals. We are now encouraging states to restart elective surgeries wherever possible, either statewide or on a county-by-county basis. We recognize the role elective surgeries play in finances for local hospitals, and we'll be working with states to enable that.
That's a huge thing, because thankfully we're not overwhelmed in any of the hospitals. Louisiana thought they were heading down that road, but there was some quick action from the government, local government, and they avoided it. There were sadly 1,500 people plus that lost their lives, 25,000 cases. But those stats are not new to my next guest, Senator Kennedy. Welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Thank you, Brian.
Senator, first off, what's your take right now of the opening up states? How close is Louisiana to doing just that, or to a phased open?
It's up, of course, to our governor. I hope that he follows the guidelines developed by Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, set forth by the president. Our numbers are headed in the right direction in Louisiana. New Orleans was and is a hot spot, but our numbers are better there. If you look at our total number of state cases, Brian, in Louisiana, well over half are in the and were in the New Orleans metropolitan area. Our economy is heavily reliant on oil and gas, tourism, petrochemical manufacturing, timber production, agriculture, aquaculture. We don't have a lot of large companies. We have mostly small businesses, and they're hurting badly. And the uber elites and some members of the media, some entrenched politicians, academics, say you're morally tainted if you want to talk about the economy. I think that point of view is untethered to reality. The truth is that there's been a lot of damage done, both in terms of public health and in terms of our economic health, and clearly we've got to be concerned about both. I think there's a way to open up and protect lives, but at the same time protect livelihoods. I mean, I've heard some national commentators suggest that, we shouldn't even think about opening up the economy until clearly we have almost no coronavirus cases. And by then, the economy will have collapsed. I wish we could do that, but we will have burned down the village to save it. I mean, people that honestly, and if you disagree with them, they say, oh, you're putting dollars over human life. No, I think that's a very sophomoric point of view.
Absolutely. And Senator Kennedy with us right now. Senator, the big thing is now you're in the Senate side. You're in control of the budget. You have a say on the budget committee. That's where you are a member of the Senate Judiciary and Budget Committee, Appropriations Committee. You know that if you look at what the Fed has done, we've done over $4 to $6 trillion worth of money that we had to print to use. And when Mitch McConnell sees that and sees a push now for a Rescue 4 package, he said this, cut 27.
We're not interested in revenue replacement for state governments. We're interested in trying to help them with anything related to the coronavirus. We're not interested in solving their pension problems or all these other things that they would like for us to finance.
And because of that, there's been blowback from Republican Congressman Peter King to Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. Where do you stand?
I think there has to be shared sacrifice, Brian. I would make two points. Number one, in the CARES Act, we provided state and local governments and state higher education institutions with a lot of money. In my state, we received for our public universities, our local governments, our state governments, well over $2 billion. About $2.250 million, I think. Now, that's a lot of money. And that money, to my knowledge, has not all been spent. I'd like to see a budget in every state, and this is my second point, before we start writing checks saying, here's how we're going to use the money you've already given us, which is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It's about $175 billion that we gave to all the states. Here's how we're going to use that money. Here's where we're short. Okay. Here's where we can make
it accountable.
Make reductions.
Right. That makes sense. Just tell us, because we don't want them paying their bills. We knew that New York was $6 billion overdrawn before this happened, let alone now. With all the tax revenue they get in, we're still not paying our bills. And I think that's what Mitch McConnell's saying. Because you have high taxes in Illinois and you're losing a lot of these people from New York, don't make us pay. There's nothing to do, making sure it has something to do with the coronavirus. So, Senator, in the big picture, when we go with another rescue package, maybe we could save all that if we begin to open up the country. And when you see the antibody test take place in New York, and when you do the math, it turns out that 21% of the state had this already, and only 0.5% when you do all the and when you build out this this chart, only 0.5% died. Have we shut down a whole country for 0.5%, 94% of which had underlying conditions? Can't we protect those most susceptible and let us go back to work?
Brian, we don't know yet in terms of the impact of the virus, not economically, but in terms of our health. It's clear, I'm not criticizing anybody. Everybody did the best they can, but it's clear that a lot of the models on which we relied made those late night psychic hotlines looked respectable. I mean, they were just clearly wrong. Now, I know they were doing the best that they could. Here's what I think, and I could be wrong, but this is based on the studies that I've read out of Stanford and Northeastern University in Boston. I think that the coronavirus is very prevalent. I think there are millions of people walking around out there that have it and don't know it, never will know it. They might have had something that they thought was a cold. Clearly, the coronavirus can make some of us very sick. It can kill some of us, but it doesn't have that impact for the majority of us. Number two, we can not stop it, but we can somewhat control it with the social mitigation practices that we have all been practicing and that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx say we open up. I also know that at some point, I don't know which point, and I don't want to find out, this economy will collapse. And if the American economy collapses, the world economy collapses. There's a reason that everybody else in the world wants to buy dollars right now. I sit on the banking committee in addition to other committees. I talk to our senior Federal Reserve officials all the time. They're holding this economy together with spit and duct tape. And I think our banks are doing fine thanks to the Federal Reserve. But at some point, if no one can pay their debts, then our banking system will collapse. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know when it'll happen. I don't want to find out. We can appropriate all the money that we don't have and all this money we've appropriated. We don't have 5% of it. But we can't, neither the United States Congress nor the Federal Reserve System can buy the whole economy. The only thing that's going to get us out of the economic nightmare is to get the economy back open safely. Let me say that, safely. Right.
I hear you. Senator, did you have a chance to watch the draft? I don't know if you saw who got taken number one overall.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were pretty sure Joe was going to go number one. LSU set a record for the number of players we had drafted in the first round. I was very proud of my guys. It was a nice break from otherwise grim news.
Absolutely. And overall, even Dr. Fauci got involved. Listen to this. Cut 48.
The NFL football draft is a very important component of the sports world in the United States and even in some respects worldwide. I want to commend those involved in these decisions to show that we can have something as important as that in a way that safeguards the life, the safety, and the health of the American public.
Senator, I know it's not life and death, but we do need sports back. Have you the lawmakers looked at ways to do this? Because you got to be creative, but don't you believe there is a way?
Yes, there's a way, but we're going to have to be very careful, Brian, and be very, very, very creative. Dr. Fauci is right. Dr. Fauci is a jock himself. He was played basketball, and I think he still runs. And he's right. I mean, the sports are part of America, and we will get back to normal there. But we're going to have to be really, really careful. I mean, we can't – Tiger Stadium on Saturday night at LSU, people packed in. I don't think we're going to be able to make that leap immediately. But we're resourceful. We'll figure it out. And we'll take it a step at a time.
Right. And we know that Louisiana will be back when New Orleans comes back. And what when do you predict that Governor Edwards will make that decision?
I think he's thinking about it. This is just a guess. I have a feeling that New Orleans will reopen later than other parts of our state. I don't know what will happen. I'm not saying it will happen, but if the governor and our mayor in New Orleans disagree, I hope they can work it out. But well over half of our cases are in the New Orleans metropolitan area. And based on our mayor's comments in New Orleans, I have a feeling they will open much later than the rest of the state.
Yeah, I just hope Democratic states do not try to hold back their economy to make sure Trump's economy is not going well in November. Is that a worry you have?
Well, sure, Brian. I mean, I don't think most of my colleagues, my Democratic friends, I think most of them are in perfectly good faith. They want what we all want. They want our lives back. They want to save lives. They want our economy back. We all want the same thing. But I also live in the real world, and I work in Washington, D.C., and there are some of the uber elites who think they're smarter and more virtuous than the American people and who hate the president. I think there's some that are looking at this through a cynical lens. I regret that, but that's the way it works in Washington, D.C. I mean, if you ask the average American, both on the left and on the right, I think most of them will tell you they think that common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C., that it's all just about power and prestige and advantage.
Right.
And to some extent, they're right.
Yeah, there's no tickets issued. They were looking for people displaying common sense. So far, they've gotten no tickets. Senator Kennedy, always great talking to you. Thank goodness you bent the curve and the fear seems to dodge the bullet in Louisiana. Hopefully we'll get this economy going again. Thanks, Senator.
Brian, thanks, man. Good to talk to you. I love your show.
Same here. I appreciate you saying that. When we come back, your turn, 1-866-408-7669. We have a lot to discuss. More to Know is also on deck, and I'm also going to go through your emails, I promise.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. HIMSS makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to HIMSS, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. You've worked hard building up your retirement nest egg, but will it provide the income you need to have a comfortable retirement? Do you have the right investment mix? Stocks, bonds, cash. What about annuities or real estate? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher Investments' free guide, The Definitive Guide to Retirement Income. Call Fisher at 1-800-885-8899. That's 1-800-885-8899.
For 95 years, Saia LTL Freight has hit the road to deliver the goods that keep businesses and communities moving. Now, in this uncertain time, we won't stop going that extra mile. Because at the end of the day, we are all in this together for the long haul. Saia LTL Freight, driving stability, safety, support, and strength. Visit Saia.com. That's SAIA.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
As the nation's doctor, I often get asked, what should I do if I think I might have coronavirus?
People who are sick should stay home. You don't go to an emergency room. You don't go to a clinic. Get on the phone and you ask for advice and instructions from your physician.
We don't want you to go into the ER or the doctor's office without talking to them first because you might spread coronavirus to someone else. Please visit coronavirus.gov for more information.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
We're back, 1-866-408-7669. I'm going to give you an idea of more to know, but I also want to get through your emails and some of your calls. Here's what everybody's saying. First off, Richard Roman writes me and said, New York. New York is not utilizing the testing. They know they have. It's on the data they've provided. It's down 10,000 because less people are going to hospitals. He wants more testing, but he's not even utilizing the testing he has right now. That is from Richard Roman. Richard, thank you so much. Also, Nate writes me. Says about a big fan, said, I would love to hear your real thoughts on the COVID-19 situation. Maybe that everyone calms down and no longer is worried about being politically correct. How do I believe our great president reacted to in the manner in which he did his election, an election year, and not wanting to be portrayed as uncaring? Bottom line is the flu still has higher levels of fatalities. According to what we saw today from the reports on the antibody test, there's 0.2% of those who get it, 0.2, will die. So in one way, Nate, I think you're right. And I got a new book selection. Saw you on C-SPAN yesterday. I did not know we aired this again. You watch C-SPAN all the time, Pete. You didn't see this? So I did that interview on the Alamo, on Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers. One of the greatest and presently unknown person is George Roger Clark. He has a Memorial Park statue and building in Indiana. He's gained the Northwest Territory. Look into that. I will look into that. And let's go out to the calls. Debbie is listening to WLNI over in Virginia. Hey, Debbie.
Ryan, listen, I was thinking, you know, it's been bothering me that they're all this trillions of dollars that they're giving to companies to, you know, pay their employees. Why aren't they just paying us, like going through the IRS, finding out what our salaries are, giving us 10 weeks worth of our salary, and then paying the companies what their bills are? You know, separate us. Why is the money have to go to the company?
That might not be a bad idea, or give you overdraft, or give the company overdraft on their overdraft, itemize their overdraft, and then repay it. I like that because people are ignoring the small business owners as if you're the bad guys.
Exactly. You've got all these trillions and trillions of dollars that did not need to be spent, and how are we ever going to pay that back? It's ridiculous.
I hope you go in there and fight and explain it to the banks when you get the money, and then you itemize everything. I understand they're going to be kind of open to it. They just want to make sure there's no fraud, and there's already been some fraud, and we've gotten to the bottom of a lot of it. Thanks so much for the call. Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know.
A giant asteroid flying by the Earth next week looks like it's wearing a mask. The asteroid estimated to be 1.2 miles away will fly by Earth. And if an asteroid could be aware of such things, it appears to be wearing a face mask in deference to the pandemic, according to images that we saw in Puerto Rico. I don't know if that's a joke, but I took it as serious. Next. It turns out a review of several published studies have concluded that drinking any alcohol during pregnancy could lead to the child having poorer thinking and learning disabilities. Researchers at the University of Bristol in England said they went through 23 different studies and found a likely connection. The problem is not now. We all know that now. No one told my parents. So they were drinking like crazy back then and smoking. And now we do the studies in 2020. We've already came to that conclusion. Thanks a lot. It's not going to help me with my SATs. So angry. Brian Kilmeade Show. Keep it here. Exciting, impactful week, I guess.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. Four to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.